You've used about 75% more water than the average guest.
It's 3:45 a.m.
Has it been three times?
I didn't order a taxi. Uh-huh. Could you possibly put two and two together?
Here, let me see.
Oh, forget it.
No, no, please, come on.
Okay, go call right any now. Place, not here, this, not this place. Stop making a stupid calling.
Do you realize it's 6 o'clock in the morning?
It's 6 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
You don't say.
Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision. An astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
Smoke weed every day.
Haven't heard that sound effect in a while. Right on. Hi, everybody. I'm Carlito. I'm the guy that does prank calls on the computer. You're the listener who listens to the guy who does prank calls. How stupid of you. Anyway, now that I've insulted everyone who's listening. Shut up, Milk. No, I'm kidding. Now that we're here insulting you, I will insult others instead. Madhouse Radio starting for the night, April 12th. Well, I don't have my glasses. I left my glasses in the bedroom. April, what is it, 12? I think that's a 12. April 12th. All right. April 12th it is. And we're going to do prank calls, talk, things like this. I'm super excited. I hope you're excited too. I'm your host, Carlito. Be sure to visit the mainframe website. That's over at madhouselive.com. Check that out. Forums. What else is there, Milkman? Milkman's here. Hey, Milkman.
Hermanito! Que fue, que fue, hombre? Man, it's so good to hear your melodious tones, my brother.
Thanks.
We have tonight's exciting in store for us. I'm sure it's going to be action-packed as always, my brother.
It's great to hear your deep, honey-like baritone voice, Milkman. I'll tell you what. Just so you know. All right, you're
right. I did miss you, my brother. So good to hear you back.
Thanks.
Hope things are going well there at the home, Ted. You and the family and everybody.
Yeah.
We sure did miss you, Hermanito.
Thanks.
All your devoted, lovely fans and friends of the Madhouse.
I didn't miss them.
Anxiously await your arrival.
Oh, yeah, you know. Every week, like clockwork. I almost didn't do a show. I'll tell you that in a second. I don't know why. Madhouse Radio and AOL on Yahoo Instant Messenger. Send your requests there. If not, at the website. You can send your requests on AOL, Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. I just noticed, I used to have this huge list of people on AOL, Yahoo, MSN that I would send the messages out when the show started. I used to be able to count on that. And that's like slowly over the last 2 years, it's been getting smaller and smaller. I don't think a lot of people use MSN, Yahoo, AOL, or none of those messages.
Due to attrition, man. Everybody's getting away from that shit.
Yeah, I think people just stick to Facebook.
It's old, man. It's like 90s, you know? So people are using Facebook and bullshit like that more often than not.
I know.
Weak as that is.
Yeah, I think everyone's on Facebook chat now. And, I got my close people are on my Google Talk, you know? And that's it. That's all anybody does anymore. I don't think anybody really bothers with AOL and Yahoo and shit like that. Well, I still got it, but
yeah, they went to that Facebook crap because they can look at the pictures and talk shit over there. So you know,
well, also
follow the sheep, man.
It's not out there too. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little more secure. You have more control over who's out there. seeing you online and we're accepting. And, you know, even though, I mean, you have to accept somebody of most of those things. It was just, you know, it was running around like wildfire, bots and all that shit, stuff like that.
You know, plus the whole Twitter bullshit thing got started, so a lot of people fell into that, you know, so a lot of people just kind of, and texting, it just kind of got away from messages because text is almost free everywhere you can go just about most plans anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, people just dropped off Messenger, you know, they basically are texting and Facebook.
Texting, that, you know, I don't know why I didn't think that. Texting also, yeah, the texting has supplanted instant messaging also. What's the point? Why instant message if you can text?
Well, Twitter's the thing, I think it got the unlimited for texting, you know, because people were just going wild with that shit. So the demand for texting went up, and then the prices for plans had to come down.
Oh, man, because they were overcharging, like, for per kilobyte of data for texting. It was, like, four times what you would pay for internet for the same per byte. You know what I mean? It was, like,
The
math
ridiculous.
Got done.
I mean,
it was, like, 99 cents
like
a text. 99
cents. Not even a K of information being sent in a text.
A dollar, 99 cents, you know, fucking for that. It's like, yeah, I'd be nuts.
They're raping people on that shit.
Yeah. I don't know. Do they even... I've had unlimited texting since, like, 2007. I don't even know.
Well, if you go for a real weak-ass plan, like a real cheap-ass plan, they try to charge you for texting. But, like, people like Metro, that offer poor service in general, realize that, well, at least we can sucker them in with text, you know. And they have the unlimited. But some of the bigger companies still try and hammer at you with it. But, you know, for me, it's unlimited as well. But I just don't want anybody I fucking want to text to. I hate texting, honestly, because, you know, you can say something quickly in about a second or two, whether it takes you a minute and a half to text. And with a virtual keyboard, glass keyboard, it takes another minute to have to correct it and retype it.
Wow. Crazy, man. Yep. MSN Messenger also, where Ted, not UK Ted that I know of. I don't think that's UK Ted. It's not Ted Webb. Just Big Ted is on representing MSN, he says. And yes, madhouse@live.com on MSN Messenger. Another one that's really dropped off. I don't know anybody who... I don't know a lot of people. I've always said that a lot of people in foreign countries use that.
MSN is still big with the international crowd. I mean, most of the, you know, the British nations, you know, and the Commonwealth around this whole planet, you know, the British-speaking world, man, most of them are still on the MSN. You know, they didn't really think of the AOL, but for whatever reasons, it really was, you know, they really had a deep market with the British people.
All right. It is UK 10. Cool. Well, UK Ted's representing. You see, UK Ted on MSN. Good point, Milkman. You were right. Gold star. But I can't find it now. Anyway, we're talking about Twitter and Facebook. At Madhouse on Twitter. That's my Twitter. Madhouse on Twitter. And Facebook also. Be sure to follow me there. All the goings on Facebook. Milkman's here. Milkman, how's your week been?
Oh, my friend, so well. So well, so happy to be alive. Any day above the dirt is a good one, my friend. You know, and that's the thing about us Madhouse people. We're always available. You know, we're always in the retrograde, the retroactive, the retro forms of communication. We're still there. We're not going anywhere. So there's many ways to get a hold of us.
Yep.
Just stop by our website and just look at all the crazy ways you can send in important messages and plans for us to call out to. Just
that's
make
right.
sure that they're confirmed.
That's right.
Doing well, my friend.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm doing good, too. Thank you, Milkman. I almost didn't do the show. Usually I take a nap before the show lately. I get home, and around 8 o'clock, I just either I sit in my chair here or I go into bed for maybe an hour and sleep. I just didn't want to wake up. Like, Athena was like, you know, Carly, are you going to do a show? What's going on? And I'm like, I don't know. She's like, you look tired. Maybe just, you know, take a night off. Take a week off. I'm like, I don't know. I guess I'll do it. And I kept hitting the snooze button, you know, and finally crawled out about 30 minutes before the show was supposed to start. And got my ass in gear and got it done. No, I feel good that I did now. I would have felt bad if I hadn't. I would have felt bad if I didn't now. Now that I'm thinking, now I'm jazzed up. I got some juice in me. So we're good.
Oh, yeah, man. We're looking forward to the MRE show and this massive silence.
All right. Well, let's get right into it. We got some requests to pranks. And I believe
we ought to conduct a poll someday. How many lies have been saved each year due to Madhouse being on the air?
Lies,
we release tension. You know, we relieve the anxiety, and instead of going out and killing somebody, they just stop by the madhouse and have some fun.
How many lives? Like, it's like Rescue 911? That TV
right.
show.
I mean, how many people have been, you know, not slaughtered because they actually vented over here on the madhouse?
Oh, God. That was a good show.
Many times I felt like I wanted to run over somebody, and I was like, ah, oh, shit. Then the madhouse pops up, and I'm feeling good, man. I'm like, all right, that's all right. I won't run over somebody tonight.
You know, with all the shows, like, channels that have, like, reality shows and all that, even the old ones, like, there's a lot of, you can still watch some old school cops out there. You don't ever find Rescue 911, man. That was one of the first of the reality shows. Remember, well, that wasn't reality. That was actually, it wasn't scripted. You know what I mean? Like, it was, they were recreating events. But they were based on real stories.
You know, they had, like, they weren't necessarily the reenactments. That's what they became.
Yeah, reenactments. Yeah. And that was around the same time as Cops, which was
The deregulation of the whole FCC genre at that time, anyway, and that's allowed people like Fox News come into existence because they're giving reenactments, their renditions, not necessarily true. But they're allowed to call themselves news.
Right. But I would like to see some I don't know if Rescue 911's on DVD or something. For some reason, I just feel like I want to watch that. You know, some Rescue. Another thing is the Unsolved Mysteries, man. That's another one from back then that you don't hear about or see anymore.
That was cool.
That was a cool one.
Really hit. Man.
In the same vein. I remember once there was an episode, Unsolved Mysteries. They did it on Alcatraz. The guy that escaped from Alcatraz. And they said,
Oh, yeah.
Well,
right.
He didn't.
They
couldn't find him or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, they said they presumed he made it out or he drowned or got eaten by a shark or something. And then they went live and they had, people were saying, oh, it's impossible to swim that. Well, you're out there, right? In that area.
I live right next door to you, dude. I look right out and see it every day, man. I can see it. The fucking currents are massive and shit, but it's possible that the rubber, you know, they had a little rubber raft and it may have made it to shore, but you know the currents weren't might necessarily have been working for them.
Yeah,
but there is time that it may have actually worked for them.
Right. Well, isn't it just really choppy water and it's full of sharks and it's really cold or something?
Cold as fuck too, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're saying. So I remember they had some diver or some champion swimmer. They're like, he's going to test it and see if he can do it. And he swam from Alcatraz all the way to the shore. He couldn't do it. I remember they're like, he's a champion swimmer and he can't do it. You see, you know, I'm like, I don't know. But they're pretty sure that they built a raft out of a bunch of pieces that they cobbled together. I never found the guys, but. Or was just one guy? I don't know. I remember.
What are the claim they found some rubber from the raft? You know, but I mean, come on, man. I mean, can we be sure?
I mean, all those. I mean, with the in San Francisco, especially, you found a rubber at the beach, and there's so many homosexuals there.
Well, I mean, you never know, dude. Especially if it's got if it's got the creamy sauce in it, you better just throw that fucker down.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, if you get that on the skin, there's no telling what kind of repercussions may occur.
Right. UK Ted wants to know how many people Milkman has hit with his cab while chatting to Madhouse while driving. Wow, that's a good question.
I have spared many lives, you know, because, like, I can get on here and, bam, and that's the beauty of it. People that have been around the Madhouse for a while know, man. Instead of having to kill, man, you just get on the Madhouse, start swinging the chain. Yeah. Before you know it, man, you're smiling instead of being ready to slaughter, man. So, I owe quite a bit to the Madhouse. There's many lives been saved, I know, in my world, because of this crazy Madhouse thing we have going on here for, you know, half a decade plus.
Sounds good. Well, UK Godfather is checking in. He can't talk tonight on the show like he did last week, but he's going to be sending in some requests or pranks. He says, that's good. I got a lot of feedback not to have that 12-year-old kid from last week again, and I don't know.
He
was
all
right.
He
was excited.
He got a 15-minute.
He was excited. He got more than I was going to give him 15 minutes. Ended up getting the whole show. I just thought it was funny because it was annoying people, and he's a good kid, you know? He's funny. He was just excited about the show. You give him a break. Got the kid a break.
Come on, man. He's a youngin', man. He's an up-and-coming future of this whole genre we got going on here, so don't blast him because one of these days he may be, you know, taking over the reins and having his own show.
Right. There you go. Alright, I love Big Daw. I love Big Daw. Can you suck me today? Sends a prank call request, a request a prank, so to say, for taxi sex, and says love sex, and sends a number. I don't know if this is UK Godfather. UK Godfather, if this is you, identify yourself. Don't be weird, man. Someone else said, I love mouse sex. That's the username. Number for Davey. Ask about hospital prices to stay there. Is that a hospital? Okay. Chelsea demands that Brad fix it or he's fired. Wow. Take it easy. Take it easy. Oh, yeah. He is. Brad, fix it or you're fired. All right? Help out here. Do something for the team. Let me do a prank call for the team here because we're bullshitting here. All right. Here's a number for taxi sex. I have no idea what this will do. Let's do it.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this on taxi? Hello? Yeah, I don't know. Taxi sex? When you send me the person's name is taxi sex, I don't know what to do. They got a answer. An answer. Try again. Yes, why did you hang up?
Because I didn't ask for a taxi.
No, did you call? Are you reporting a taxi? Do you have a taxi
there? No, I'm not, and it's 3:45 in the morning.
I understand. Well, this is your quarter
to... Please go away.
This is your 3:45 a.m. wake-up call. Oh, man. Maybe this is a better time to do UK wake-up calls, you think? What's more shocking?
They're still slightly conscious. That's
no. Insane. What's more disruptive? To get woken up at 3:45 or 5? I think 3:45. Right?
I'm only concerned with time. I don't know what it is about the UK.
Yep.
You have to do that time, man.
Does it occur to you that you have the wrong number?
No, I was trying to confirm that with you. Do I have the wrong number or the right number?
You rung for the third time. It's 3:45 a.m.
Has it been three times?
I didn't order a taxi.
Uh-huh.
Could you possibly put two and two together?
Two and two is five. Okay. Could you possibly put two and two?
No, your number is not two and two, actually.
Hang
on. Don't you know your own phone number, Seth?
You go away.
Yes, yes. Two and two together is four, which is the number of times I've called you. Right? Did I get that one right? I'm up there. That's funny.
Go away.
Could you please go away?
I'm patching a bum right now, and I'm kicking it in the bum.
Two and two together. That's a candidate for the title of the show. That was nice and silly. I like that. Cool. Good God. Anyway, so keep those requests coming in, guys. We'll be doing these throughout the night. I've talked about this in the past, Milk Banner. Have you ever... that reminds me, dude. I freaked out over the weekend. I was reading an article. You know when you go out to a restaurant and they, you get, like I always get Diet Coke or I get water. These days, mostly water. But
oh, Coke Zero is better, dude. Well, Diet Coke.
Yeah, but you know, I didn't tell you, 40 days for Lent just ended last week, right? I did no soda. And me and Athena did no soda for Lent. And we had our first soda on Saturday night. Or Sunday night, rather. Easter night was our first day of being able to. And I was like, ugh. You know what I mean? Like, why did I even bother getting this again? You know? I was like, ugh. I got a headache really fast from... I got, you know, off of drinking it. I haven't had any more since then. I had some Sprite Zero today. I guess.
Man, it could be the caffeine blast, too, you know.
I don't know. But listen, I thought it was the aspartame, but listen, you know, they cut up those limes and lemons to put in your water at the restaurants and stuff. You know, they did a, they've done studies, and they're finding more and more instances of herpes and female, what does a woman get? HPV virus. They're finding more and more instances of HPV virus in drinks, and it's coming from the lemons. It's coming from women who go to the bathroom and don't wash their hands properly, or they touch the doorknob leaving, or the fixtures in the bathroom. And then they go and start cutting limes and lemons.
They're not humping the lime. Maybe they're humping the lemon.
Maybe that too. Maybe they're humping. Yeah.
I mean, they don't call lemon juice for nothing.
Yeah, maybe, but they're fine. So I freaked out about it. So I went out and I've used this product before, but I went on Amazon and I bought more of these. I bought the packets of True Lime and True Lemon, man. These packets of they're 100%. Lemon, 100% lime, zero calories, zero sugars, unsweetened. The ingredients are like lemon and citric acid, and they add a little bit of evaporated cane juice to like a bulk, so it has a little bit of bulk to it, you know. But one packet equals a large lemon wedge. I've used these before in the past, right? So I got the lemon, and then I prefer the lime. That's my favorite out of the two, lemon and lime, and I got that instead. Also, so I got that. I'm going to keep these on. I'm going to take these to work. And whenever I go to a restaurant, this is what I'm going to have on me is these packets. I'm going to say, I don't want any lemon or no lime. Just give me my water, and that's it. And then I'll put my own packet in. And you can use this in coffee. But, hey, here's – and then I found out they've got another one. They've got True Orange. They actually have orange-flavored, unsweetened, zero calories, zero sugars, 100% natural orange powder packets. So I'm really excited about putting this in my iced tea, tomorrow at work. I got this delivered today. Got, 32 packets of it. I'm excited about
wow.
it. Yeah. I'm
so
really,
you just like cut a slit in it and then put it over the corner of the glass?
No, just drop it into your drink, man. And mix it a little with the straw.
The whole package dissolved?
Yeah. It's almost like a Splenda packet, but it's full with like lemon powder. Like natural.
So the packet's like made of some kind of dissolving material, huh?
Well, it's like they took lemon and they freeze dried it. I don't know what they did, milkman. They just freeze dried, you know, lemon essence. They got all the water. They made a powder out of it, and you drop it in. It's really
wait,
cool.
Wait a minute. So let me get it right. It's the package you throw away, or the package you throw in the liquid?
No, man. You open it like a sugar packet, and you drop the shit
okay.
in.
Okay, no. So the package becomes.
Yes.
Refuge.
Yeah, it's not a shrinky dink. God, man.
I didn't know, dude. I've never heard of shit before. I'm just trying to get a picture of what's going on.
Oh, God. Look, they cold press and crystallize oranges, lemons, and limes to lock in the flavor, and then they put it in the packets. That's what it says. So that's what it is. It's really cool. They also have.
No salt in it either, huh?
No, nothing. Dude, I'm telling you, look, the ingredients are, like for the orange one, I'll tell you. Citric acid, orange oil, orange juice, absorbic acid, which is vitamin C. That's to keep it from getting rancid. And evaporated cane juice as a bulking agent. That's it. Well, there you go.
Evaporated cane juice? That's like a sweetener or something.
Sugar cane. No, it's not sweetened at all, dude. It's just a bulking agent. I don't know anything about evaporated. I'll tell you. At least it's natural, dude. I mean, at least it's not fucking Splenda. You know?
Huh.
All right?
Yeah.
So there you go. Oh, and then another thing, Milkman. I did some research.
Oh, I think that'd be awesome to take one of them and dump it down in like a Sierra Mist or dump it down
yeah.
in like a 7-Up.
Well, I put the orange one in my Sprite Zero. Oh, man, it was great.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dude, it was like an orangey Sprite. Oh, dude, you got to uh-huh. try it. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, so then here's, speaking of sugar-free drinks, Milkman, you might be excited about this. I'm a big fan of Crystal Light. I was doing the research like Audi Guy told me to do, and I found out that in Mexico they have tons of different flavors. All the tropical flavors, you know, like guanabana and guava and tamarind.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, and citrus punch and tropical fruit and horchata. You know what a horchata is? Ever had horchata? That's
yeah,
a Mexican thing.
That's great, rice
yeah.
milk.
Rice milk with cinnamon, yeah, and lime, Crystal Light and all this shit. So I went, I was like, fuck. So I went on eBay, and there's a guy who sells it for 40 packages of it for $20. And it's on the way. It's supposed to arrive. I'm tracking the package. It should be here tomorrow. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to have that. What? Huh? You broke up there. I don't know what you said. Sounds good. Sounds like you're approving.
No, I said send me the link later, man.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting. But you know, I like Crystal Light, too.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, let's continue on.
Yeah,
let me
get to send me the link.
Yeah. Let me check this. All right. It seems like Shoutcast is holding so far. I'm going to keep an eye on it. UK Ted's calling in. Let's put UK Ted on. Whatever. UK Ted, how are you? UK Ted. UK Ted, you cocksucker! Hello.
Hello, monkey.
What's going on? What took you so long?
What do you mean, what took me so long?
Well, I was saying UK Ted, and you just sat there. You didn't say anything.
Oh, right. Sorry, I didn't realize.
Oh, okay. Sorry, big guy. How you doing? You got good internet today? You don't have shit internet?
Enjoying the beverage talk.
Okay, you
have... Yeah, sounds like it is still a bit shit.
You gotta open up those ports. You work for the hotel. Go in there and open. Go to the router and open up the ports. What's wrong with you?
I don't know how, to be honest.
Yes, hello. I was wondering about the prices for the hospital. I am an American. I need to use the hospital, please.
Sorry, what do you mean by what you're saying about... Did you say prices?
Yes, what are the prices to stay there? I'd like to make a reservation, please, for 2 nights.
To stay where? Because you come through to a hospital switchboard. It's not a hotel.
Yeah, this is the hospital, yes. I need to make a reservation for one of the hospital rooms for 2 nights.
As far as I know, you... when you say a reservation, are you having an operation or...
Well, no, I need a place to stay, so I figured I'd
pay... Well, you can't stay here. You need to find a hotel.
Well, what if I'm sick?
Pardon?
What if I'm sick? Don't you give me a room?
No, you would have to go through A&E and prove that you're sick.
Oh, yeah, what's A&E? What's that?
Accident and emergency.
Well, that's it. Yeah, I'm going to... What if I have an emergency, then you guys give me a room, right?
No, it's not that easy. Let me put you through. Just a moment.
Shit.
I'm pretty sure prank calling emergency services is frowned upon.
It's not an emergency, it's a hospital, UK Ted. Do the research.
No, you're calling accident and emergency right now.
No, he's not. I don't even know what A&E is. It's a fucking TV channel.
Yeah, that's like prank calling 911.
Well.
It's the emergency inpatients.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I need to make a reservation, please.
I'm sorry?
I need to make a reservation.
We don't make reservations here.
Well, this is the hotel. I'm the hospital, rather, right?
Which is the hospital, yeah. Well, we don't make reservations at the hospital.
Well, I'm sick. I need a room.
Be right back.
Well, then you just need to come along and book in.
Yeah, well, if I'm... you have rooms there, beds and bathrooms, toilets and things?
It's not a hotel, it's a hospital.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but I need a place to stay, so I don't feel good, and I want to go down there, and you guys give me a room for 2 nights.
Right. Like that, is it?
What? Are you laughing at me?
I think you should be ringing the Holiday Inn, actually, not the Bristol Royal Infirmary.
Cobblers. Listen, please, I'm sick. I need to make reservation to come in, okay?
Have you seen a guy stealing from me? Excuse me.
What? Well, hello, sir. Okay. I don't know why UK Ted is. I'm going to hang up on UK Ted. Piss me off. Talking in the middle of a prank. What do you think he is? Milkman?
She sure enjoyed that call, man.
Morning, University Hospital, Bristol.
Yeah, hospital my foot. Listen, I really need to make some reservations here, okay?
You can't do that. Listen, you can't make a reservation with us. It's not possible.
I'm trying to... And if I'm sick...
Well, all I can do is put you through to A&E, who will decide whether you're sick to be placed on a ward or whether you can be treated and sent home.
Over the phone they're going to do that?
Pardon?
Over the phone they're going to do that?
Well, no, A&E will do that. The A&E doctor will make that assessment.
Well, what would be something that would have to stay for?
Oh, I don't know. They'll give you an examination. You have to tell them what's wrong with you, why you're sick.
I have cancer.
You'll have to talk to them. I'm not medically qualified.
Well,
all I can do is put you back through, I'm afraid.
Well, what did you put me through to? A&E?
A&E, yes.
And what is that exactly? Is it like an emergency thing?
Accident and emergency.
So what is it, like 911?
Pardon?
Is it like 911 in the United States?
Yes, yes it is.
Then why would you just put me through to them like that?
I did.
Well, obviously, asshole. I'm obviously joking around, and you put me through to tie up the lines like that?
I did put you through.
Well,
if you didn't get picked up the other end, that's probably because they're very busy.
Well, they did pick.
They did it without a patient.
They picked up, and the lady was laughing at me. But now you're telling me you put me through an emergency line. That's tying up emergency resources. Why would you? What's your problem? What kind of switchboard are you?
I haven't got a problem. I personally can't help you. I've got to put you through to A&E.
You're supposed
the only people that can help you.
Listen, you're the first step there. You're supposed to make the decision. You don't put me through to A&E. It's obvious. I'm talking a bunch of cobblers here. Why would you put me through?
Why should I, or why didn't I?
Why would you?
Because I can't help you solve the problem that you are explaining to me. I don't have the authority or the means to do it. A&E do.
All right, I don't. Can you put me through to one of the doctors?
Yes, I can, certainly.
Listen, I'm talking! God damn it! Can you put me through to one of the doctors there?
That's supposed to be like triage. Come on.
Everyone in the chat room said, don't prank A&E. I don't understand. What is A&E? Is it serious? Is that really like 911? Because they sure have a nice sense of humor there.
It's an emergency.
It sounds nothing like 911 here, because 911 here, you call, and they're like, they're really mean to you from the beginning. They're like, please, fire medical. Like, please? What do you want? What's going on? They don't laugh. They get real upset real fast. They'll send a cop to you if you make a joke.
Yeah, and that not have a very good sense
lady over there was joking. The lady over there was like, we can't make reservations. I made her laugh. What kind of... They sure don't take things seriously there in the UK. Nunu says, stop this shit. UK Ted says, fucking hell. Alright, sorry. Nunu says, we pay for this with taxes. Yeah, our taxes you stole from us. All right, well, how about I'm just going to end the show. If you guys don't want me to do the prank calls that I do, then maybe I should just end the show and not do it anymore.
Wow!
Right?
The hell with you.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just do calls anyway. The hell with them, man.
Get out of here, Milkman. All right, Milkman, I think we're done with the show. You all have a great night. If you guys don't want to appreciate me, then I'm out of here.
Screw you, whiners.
See ya. Bye.
Click.
Alright, I'll stay. Anyway, let's see what else we got.
Bunch of fucking baby whiners.
God. Take it easy. It's obviously not big of a deal. The lady's freaking laughing at me. Let's call 911.
Come on, man. We lightened her evening.
Let's call 911 here and see how they were out. Just to compare. We'll prank call 911. So you guys... No, I'm not going to do that. No.
911. What's the nature of your emergency?
We got a number for VCARS Beth. Different office to normal Bristol office. Or what?
How's that related to an emergency, sir?
All right, UK Godfather, you need to check your typing skills. All right, the name is VCARS Beth. Oh, VCARS. different office to the normal Bristol office, or could you link into the call the Bristol office and they chat to each other? Anyway, so we got taxis. Milkman, you're a big taxi fan. You like riding on taxis all day sometimes, I hear. There we go. Taxi machine. Hey, Dirty Aaron.
Hey, buddy.
What's up there, buddy?
I'm working on my new thing. What is this thing called? New laptop.
Oh, good.
How's it sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right, not too loud or anything?
A little bit loud, yeah. You might want to bring the mic down.
I don't know what the fuck to do. God damn it.
I don't know. You sound
don't talk too close to the microphone or adjust your mic gain.
Yeah, it sounds
hey,
like...
Hey, big call later.
Hey, Tristan, Sooty, whatever you are. How are you?
What's going on?
Not much.
I'm going good. What's happening, dude?
Do you have Andy in Australia also, or do you have... You have Triple Zero over there, right?
Yeah, we got Triple Zero. Yeah. Yeah. No, I wouldn't prank call that, but that's cool. Whatever. It was funny.
Yeah. I thought it was 999. I thought it was 80. Well, then what's 999? Whatever.
I don't know. UK is backwards.
Stupid. You know where I'm coming from. All right. We're calling taxis.
You drunk?
Hello, Rico.
Yes, hi. I'd like to have a taxi, please.
Yeah, where from?
From the bathroom.
Sorry?
The bathroom.
The bathroom?
Yes.
What are you on about?
It sounds like you're in the bathroom.
Sorry?
It sounds like you're in the bathroom in the toilet.
You're in the bathroom?
No, you sound like you're in the bathroom. Are you talking?
Are you being funny? Or?
Well, no, there's an echo. It sounds like, are you in the toilet? Or are you making a toilet?
Well, how would I be in the toilet in a taxi office?
Well, yeah, use a cordless phone.
Do you want a taxi, dude?
Yeah.
Where from?
From where here? Let me see.
Oh, forget it.
No, no, please, come on. That was funny. Do that again. Do it again. Last one was better.
How's the microphone now?
I think she was doing a shit in the toilet.
I think so. I keep getting
Can you guys
cold.
Hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you. Yep.
Yeah, it's not too loud. It's better.
Now it's better.
It's
yeah.
better. I adjusted it. I Good. Just got a new laptop Windows 7 machine. i5.
i5. You see that, Milkman? i5.
I got an i3.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Why yeah. wouldn't you go the i7, man?
You have an i3, you have a piece of shit.
I3 it's, it's got 64-bit 7 on it.
Wow.
Yeah. Need an i5 at least.
I don't know. My friend, he's an amateur pawnbroker, so I just get whatever is on the shelf.
Oh, cool. Hey, Milkman, you were asking me last week that computer that I was looking at building, it's an i3. That's why it's only like $400 to build. So, yeah. But
if you're going to stick a processor in a box, dude, your sweet spot's i5. You get the most of your money with i5.
Nah, there's some pretty good deals on i7s right now, man. You know?
Well, true, but I'm just saying, you know, if you look at your price, you'll find most often, not necessarily always, but most often that your i5, you get the most processing power for your money.
Okay, sounds good. All right, we got Lonesome Loser in the house. That's good. Golden Corral coming in.
Lonesome Loser.
Golden Corral, the kind of place that I'd like to go to sometimes. Do things
Got
there.
Any kids?
Who, me? Do I have kids? No.
Not kids calling in.
Oh, no. UK Ted. UK Ted's, I think, trying to call in. But
Yeah, put Teto on. But I think that it's a bad idea to have 12-year-olds on the line. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I listened to the last podcast. It was like fucking Barney.
Everyone's... I got nothing but feedback today. Put that fucking kid. Don't have him back on.
I feel like I should apologize to him, actually. I was very rude to him in the last show.
Oh,
he seemed like a nice chap.
Okay. There you go. All right.
Hey, Ted.
You guys got to remember, you may be speaking to the future of prank calls.
That's exactly what I said in the forum, yeah.
That's
you're right.
He said that's the he's the future. Him and IG Richie, or whatever his name is today.
Yeah.
Jenny Cricks is called Cuba. If you find a working phone in Cuba, I would be happy to call it.
Yeah, I'm sorry I dropped earlier, by the way. I was sat there talking to you and looking on the video camera, looking at some guy breaking into my bar and stealing stuff.
What?
So I had to run.
Oh, man. What, he stole a beer?
No, just like snacks and stuff from the actual bar itself.
Oh, shit. Is he a resident there? Is he staying there? What happened?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If he wasn't, then I'd get to do all the whole righteous indignation, angry British guy act. But unfortunately, he was a resident, so I was all friendly to him and just told him I'd add it to his bill.
Wow. What a dick, though. To get it. Yeah, that's funny, though. I'll just add it to your bill. Okay, Golden Corral. Here we go.
Golden Corral.
Is this in the UK?
No. I don't think they eat like that in the UK.
Thank God.
Yeah, God. A&E.
The seafood joint.
Uncle A&E. Fuck A&E.
Thank you for calling Golden Corral. Can I help you?
Yes, hi. I had a question. Mm-hmm. How many cans do you have there that you use for all the food? Like, what percentage comes out of cans?
I'm sorry, what?
What percentage of your food comes out of cans?
I don't know. You want to talk to your manager and find out?
Do the cans have potassium?
Excuse me?
The cans have potassium in them.
I'm sorry, can you hold just for a sec?
What?
Are they lined with EPA plastic?
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, fucking cans. Bad prank call already. Thinking about cheating on my diet tonight, making a cheese sandwich.
What, do you know dairy?
What?
No dairy?
No, just been on a diet. I've only
cheese
been,
is bad.
I've only been having like 800 to 1,000 calories a day for the last 2 weeks. It's been good. It's been working out.
Going to be not big Carlito anymore.
Nope.
Small Carlito.
I was trying to get back to big Carlito. I'm bigger Carlito lately. I'm like milkman size lately.
You don't make too much fun, dude. I lost 100 pounds this last year.
Hi, it's John.
Yeah, hi, John. Listen, I lost 100 pounds this year.
You did.
Listen, how much potassium is in those canned foods that you have there?
I'm sorry, what's that?
How many canned foods you have there, because they have a lot of potassium. They just had a TV on CBS station. They just put down that the Golden Corrals in the area used too many cans, and that the cans had a lot of DHT in them and potassium.
Oh, I had never heard that.
Well, they showed your place from the outside.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What station?
The CBS station.
L.A.?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. I'll have to see if that's actually, you know, if they used our store, if they just used another one.
No. They said it was the Golden Corral.
And they said Hesperia?
Yep. They said Golden Corral, California, and they showed a picture, and they said that they have DHT, that it could cause your hair to fall out. It can make you tired. It can make you feel full, they said, the food.
Really? I've never heard that.
Yeah. So how do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
I have no idea, sir. I've never heard that before at all.
Okay. So do you have one of those cans there?
One of what cans? I don't know what kind of can they're talking about. Well, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, the cans of food. You have the cans of food. The cans the chicken comes in.
We don't have cans of chicken. All our chicken is fresh.
So what about what else comes in cans?
It's just vegetables. That's it. All our meat, everything else is made from scratch.
All right. Well, can you get one of those cans and we'll read together what it has in it?
One of our cans of what?
Well, whatever vegetables you have there.
Okay, hold on.
Lettuce. Get the lettuce.
Canned lettuce.
Oh, that sounds like shit, doesn't it?
It's a little sauerkraut.
I was at a grocery store once, and they had canned rice and beans. I was like, whoa. Boy, that sounds like shit. Goya brand canned of rice and beans. I was like, wow, that's sad. Mm.
The good people at Goya, they will can fucking anything.
They'll can and
good
freeze
job,
anything.
The best, man.
Oh, God.
This should be called, like, prank cast and food cast.
A lot of times it is, man. I think most times it is.
It makes me hungry.
Oh, well, I took your advice, Colito, and checked out that documentary you recommended, Good Hair. It's absolutely amazing.
Wasn't it really cool? Like,
I was really impressed, actually.
Yeah, he did. Chris Rock did a good job with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Morgan Spurlock has a new one. I think it comes out this week about Comic-Con.
Right.
I heard good things about it. He's not in it. He's just directing it. For a change. So
I like his stuff. I like that show 30 Days.
30 Days is a great show. All three seasons of it have been good. Hello? Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm looking at a can of the green beans. They're Del Monte fancy cut green beans. Uh-huh. Same thing you'd buy at the store.
All right, so what's in them?
Ingredients, green beans, water, salt. That's it.
Green beans, water, and salt. Oh, you see the salt. Why is there salt in it, though?
Oh, I don't know. That's the same thing at the store. You get it at the grocery store.
Yeah, they put salt in it. That's sodium.
Okay.
And that makes you thirsty.
Okay.
And you keep eating more beans because you're thirsty.
You keep eating more beans because you're thirsty?
Yeah, that's how they get you.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Uh-huh.
No.
So why do you allow that to happen?
Excuse me?
Why do you allow that to happen? Why don't you buy the green beans that are fresh from the store?
We do a lot of fresh stuff. We do all kinds of fresh stuff.
Not green beans.
No, not green beans. You're right.
Well, let's put in the change. Where's the change request form?
Change request form comes from corporate.
Well, go ahead and get me a copy. Let's get a copy and fill it out together.
I don't have a copy of that.
Well, do you have any papers there that you can fill out requesting a change?
You're more than welcome. You can call Golden Corral. They're the ones that determine what kind of stuff we use.
So, well, are you in the office or where are you at right now, on the floor?
No, I'm in a store.
What do you mean you're in a store?
This is a store.
Yeah, but you have an office room there, right?
Yeah, just a little office. Just our office. It's not... Corporate is the corporation.
Yeah, I'm not asking for corporate. I just want your office. Can you put this phone in the... Put the call in your little office there, and let's work on some paperwork together.
That's okay, sir. You need to really contact Golden Corral Corporate.
Listen, I want to see... I'm coming down. What time do you close?
Okay.
What time do you close? Okay. What time do you close?
We close at 9 o'clock.
All right, so I want to see a copy of all your papers there.
I don't know what you're asking for, sir. There's nothing you should look at, or you will look at.
Well, you have the insurance papers there for the building.
Okay, so why would I show them to you?
I need to see it, because I was eating there, and now obviously you're putting sodium in the food without our permission.
Sodium is seasoning, sir. We do seasoning. Everyone does seasoning.
When it says on the menu green beans, it doesn't say green beans and salt.
They're green beans, sir. They're just standard what you get at the store.
Wait a minute. Read those ingredients to me again.
It's pretty simple, sir. Green beans, water, salt.
All right,
that's
so
what's listed on the can.
So it's not just green beans, then? You're adding extra stuff without telling me what it is.
Okay, sir. I'm going to hang up.
No, come on. Listen, just call a spade a spade. You're saying green beans is on the menu. And then you're reading other things to me. So it's not just green beans. What's the salt you're putting in?
Thank you, sir.
I'm coming. What was your name? Don't go.
My name's John Sanchez, sir.
All right, Mr. Sanchez. Ha ha. Yep. I'm coming down there. I want to see your papers. I'll be there in about 30 minutes. I want to see your insurance papers.
I don't think so, sir.
Yeah, I want to see the licenses right now.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Bye.
I'm coming.
I'm coming.
We could ask him how sanitary that damn chocolate fountain can be. You've seen that before, the chocolate fountain?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't really watch commercials.
It's like a fucking cascading chocolate thing, and you stick shit in, like boots and shit like that. You know, let's keep your fingers from getting in that and
getting herpes and shit from that. You know, we really need to examine the sanitary practices of a chocolate fountain.
Didn't somebody
accessible by the normal user?
When that first came out, didn't someone want me to talk about putting my dick in that? Who was it? Is that you, Dirty Aaron? What was one of you guys? Someone out there.
What? Put your dick in what?
In the chocolate fountain at Golden Corral.
That sounds like a Dirty Aaron thing to say.
Yeah, so I thought that was you. Maybe Ken. No, that was Ken. I think it was Ken. Ken,
is it just me? Are you maxing out the microphone there, Carlito?
Maxing?
It's cracking. It's cracking on my end.
Is it? Let me see. Maybe.
Because in the podcast and today, it sounds like it was a little cracky at the high end anyway.
I don't know.
Sounds good to me.
Well,
I don't know. I'm all nervous with my new machine.
I'm drunk.
You guys are good.
You're used to communicating via rusty tin cans as well.
Yeah.
In the outback.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
With green.
Man, how do I sound?
You sound good.
Actually, you sound good.
You sound the best out of all of us, including Milk.
I got a $1,000 microphone.
Holy balls.
Well, that would
but that's Australian dollars, though, isn't it? So it's like, what, 50 cents?
No, it's more than US dollars now, actually.
Oh, wow. Inflation.
Unless you use PayPal, fuckers.
I got you there. All right, so Alfredo's Pizza and Pasta. Someone's calling in named Fuck Andy. Fuck Andy!
Fuck Andy. Hey!
How you doing?
Big Ken, how's it going?
I know, Big Ken. That was you with the fondue, dicking the fondue thing, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, well, when the commercial came out, it said originally that you could put anything in it. I was like, well, we ought to take them up on that.
Yeah. I'll put my boogers in it.
Tell us something like your wife's addicted to chocolate or some shit, and you want to put your dick in there to help her out.
So, UK Godfather says he submitted a prank that he thinks is good.
Did he? Okay. I'm trying to call the hotel. Let's see. I'll get to that in due time. Got every.
Good evening. Thank you for calling us, Crystal. Where may I direct your call?
Yes, hi. Can I have room 110, please?
Sure. Can I get the guest name, please?
I don't know the guest name. I'm with a taxi company. I'm supposed to pick them up.
Okay, you said room 110?
Yes.
There isn't anybody in 110.
Perhaps it's 210 then?
Maybe 1110?
Yes, 1110. That's correct. I'm sorry.
Okay, hold one moment.
That's some groovy fucking music.
Yeah, digging that. Haven't the front desk been prank called enough they don't realize we...
Yes, hello, is this 1110, room 1110?
It is.
Good, now I understand you're making a lot of noise over there and you flushed the toilets too many times tonight. What's the deal?
I've been fast asleep, so I think you got the wrong room.
No, this is 1110. We have you down with 5 toilet flushes.
With what?
5 toilet flushes.
Yeah, I haven't. I've been literally fast asleep. You got the wrong.
But you've used the bathroom, correct?
I used the bathroom once at most. Is this someone from the hotel?
Yes, I'm calling from the front desk. I understand you flushed about 5. The computer here shows you've flushed the toilet several times tonight, and that you've left the hot water running for a while also. I just want to
make... Is it on now?
Huh?
Because I literally have been fast asleep since about... since quite a while ago. Well, I've been sleeping for the last few hours, so... I don't know. You're dead absolutely wrong.
Okay.
Either there's something wrong with your system, or you've got the wrong room number. This is room 1110.
Yeah, that's right. I just want to make sure that there's no trouble here, sir. You know, when you wake up in the morning.
I think, honestly, they must have you must have the wrong number.
Well, were you planning on brushing your teeth and using the shower in the morning?
Am I?
Yes.
Of course.
Okay, because we might have to put an extra deposit here on your stay, if that's the case. You're using so much water. You wouldn't be planning on leaving the sink running while you're brushing your teeth, would you?
Are you're being serious, right?
Yes, I am. You've used a lot of water here so far. I want to make. I'm just.
Sir, there must be a leak or something because literally, the only time I've used the water is I got back to my room, I showered, and I got into the bed.
Okay. Are you planning on staying more days than just tonight? Or is this the end of your stay?
No, I have a stay for the week.
That's what I had you down for. I didn't. Okay, so.
Are you trying to get rid of me by annoying me? I don't get it.
Well, the important thing is, please, sir, don't run the dish, the sink with it while you're brushing your teeth. Turn it off, and also, when you're washing your hair and what you do, you turn the water on to soak yourself, and then you use, you soap yourself with the towel, and you wash your hair with the water off, and then you turn on the water just to rinse yourself. And then also, any of the linens on the bed that you're going to reuse, don't just leave them on the floor and your towels. Don't just leave them on the floor because we don't need to be wasting water on washing stuff over and over and over again.
Is this for management?
This is from the front desk and the computer here. I'm looking at the water table right now.
Can I have your name?
This is Cross.
How do you spell it?
Cross. What do you need that for anyway? What's going on?
Your name?
Yeah, well, what's... Why? Are you trying to intimidate me or something?
I'm a little taken back by that you're calling me, you're waking me. I haven't flushed the toilet a single time.
You used the toilet, but you haven't flushed it yet.
I haven't what?
You've used the toilet and you haven't flushed it?
I don't think I even have. I was thinking back. I don't believe I've even used it since I came in.
Can you go check? If there's urine in that, you need to flush that too, because that stains the inside and makes it yellow. Hello.
Yeah, I've never had a call like this. I feel like something's going on here. But in any event,
I'm just really concerned with your use of the water and this pattern that we're seeing, and you're wanting to stay with us for the entire week, and we're already seeing trouble here, from you, sir. I mean, you understand where I'm coming from. You're not making yourself look good with your water use.
I think you're wrong. You must be having an issue with your computer system because you're wrong.
I mean, we are a green hotel, and we strive to use the minimal amount of resources.
Are you willing to show me your computer system if I come down? Because I think it's wrong.
Normally we don't I mean, I'd be willing to make an exception if that will get you to stop using so much water. Is that something that you think is necessary? Or I just don't.
I haven't used any water. I'm telling you, I haven't. I'm also telling you that.
Hang on, there's a new report coming in. Yeah, it's showing here that you've used about 75% more water than the average guest. I just don't. Did you want to come down? I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm going to go. I'm going to try to get some rest.
All right.
Thanks for your call.
Well, okay, bye. I hit the wrong sound effect. Fuck, man. I hit the wrong one.
Fucking great.
No, I hit the wrong one. I meant to hit the dot matrix again, and I hit the fucking fucking music. Shit.
You sounded confused as hell when that music come across. He wasn't quite sure what was going on at that point.
I hit the wrong one. God damn.
I'm glad you hit that one. That was funny.
God damn. It was good, yeah, but it was, yeah. He was getting ready to go down there.
Should have brought up the 3 seashells to him. Tommy's using too much toilet paper and shit, too. He's using the seashells.
Nunu said complain about air use and too much fart gas. Wow.
That's cool. I have to admit, though, I do feel sorry for these poor hotel night managers. These jobs you're putting in jeopardy.
All right, these are your brethren, and we're here for them.
Really hits home with Ted.
Yeah.
For now, anyway, I've got a new job now. How cool is that?
Oh, yeah? You're not doing the same thing again? What do you do now?
Well, no, I don't know if I told you. I've told a load of people, but I passed my officer selection, so I'm going to join up in a few months.
What?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to be Lieutenant UK Ted soon.
Hit the breaking news sound right now.
Oh, do I have a breaking news sound here?
It's not really news.
He's a spy.
No, seriously, that's crazy. So you're going to fly helicopters? What are you going to do?
No, I'd love to fly helicopters, but my eyesight's not quite good enough for Air Corps.
Oh, I hear that.
I want to go artillery, actually.
Oh, wow. Holy shit, man. I didn't know you had that in you. That's crazy.
I can't wait. I can't wait to be an officer.
So we're gonna lose you, you know? We'll never hear from you again. You're going to die in the wars.
Well, I'm looking forward to the day when I can call into Madhouse from Afghanistan. That would be amazing.
Yeah, but when you're in Afghanistan, you probably get shot and killed and stuff, you know? You'll die and your family will be all sad because you died.
Well, let's have a bet. Let's see who dies first. Me from Taliban or you from diabetes, eh?
Wow, thank you. Asshole. Thanks a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's true. All right, let's see what else we get. What else we got going on here? Mexico Cafe. Oh boy, sounds good. Aberhoochee South and North Indian Cuisine. That's funny. After the big deal I made last week about are you South or North Indian? Let's call some Indians. Why not? That's all we ever do on this fucking show. Whatever happened to the Steam Shark? Remember them?
And the Pocket Mop.
Pocket Mop. They were blocking Skype.
Yep.
Yeah, those guys with the awnings, too. You're going to attach them to your trailer and drive them off a cliff, make them fly and shit.
He was making it fly. Yeah. That was me and Laugh Track Matt. Let's try the awnings.
Thank you for calling Sunsetter Products. Please listen to the following two options so we may assist you as quickly as possible. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
If you are going to fly a Sunsetter motorhome off the cliff?
If you have questions prior to ordering, please press 1. If you
probably close. I think they close early.
Thank you for calling Sunsetter. My name is Tim. May I have your last name, please?
Hi, Tim. Hello.
How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I had some questions about the Sunsetter awnings for the RV.
All right. Have you requested information from us before?
No. I had a question about the RV.
All right. We don't sell awnings for RVs. We don't recommend installing on an RV.
I just wanted to share. Shut up. I just wanted to share this with you. I think every woman should drive an RV. Do you know why? So that they always have their kitchen around with them.
Alright, due to the nature of the call, agent is disconnecting.
Wow, he has no sense of humor, asshole.
That's true, though.
They probably have a meeting about Carlito already.
They probably like, oh, it's this guy.
It's like, wait a minute, awnings for the RV? You fucking called here before,
you had this fucking idea before.
God, you terrorized him that one late night.
What's that, UK Ted? You like that one, UK Ted? Thank you.
Yeah, I do. That was brilliant. Well done.
Thank you.
Was that Nunu won't stop talking about fall.
He wants what?
Fall in the chat.
Fall. 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 Who's fall?
Fall.
Fall. Fall. Fall. I know fall. Fall has... Well, I was thinking about fall. Is fall? Is there a fall in the chat room?
Yeah, it's all opt up.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I haven't seen fall in a long time. That's good. I was thinking about fall. I was thinking about one time fall and the dead were calling in the Zolar show and they left a voicemail and it was really funny. I think that was like 2 days ago I was thinking about that. I was like, man, fall just disappeared. Here's fall. Hi, fall. It's good to see you. You've been gone for a long time. Big fall. Hey, big girl. How you doing?
Good, sir.
It's time to order food, okay? Stop joking around.
Well, 1 second, sir. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yes, who is this?
Hello?
Yes, I'd like to make order food. Please stop messing around and joking.
No, yes, sir. Go ahead, please. What
okay, I'd like to make an order for chicken tikka masala.
Uh huh.
Okay, one for banchud.
One?
Banchud.
I didn't understand what it is.
You know what banchud is?
Gandu.
Hello?
Yes, gandu banchud.
Tum kono?
What?
Huh?
Gandu. I don't know what he said there. He sounded Vietnamese.
He didn't even give us a chance.
I know. Thanks for jumping in there and saying Gandu. Appreciate it. Oh, Baz, you sent in Guam numbers. I don't see them.
I want to recommend a podcast for you, Carlito. I think you'll like it.
Hello. One is available to take your call.
What's that? Hang on, let me hang this shit up. Ah! All right, what's that? Podcast.
Do you know, have you heard of Salad Fingers?
Yes, I love Salad Fingers.
Yeah.
That is some disgusting shit, Ted.
Yeah, well, the guy who made it is a guy called David Firth, and he made a podcast called Waller FM. And it's absolutely fucking hilarious. Probably the funniest.
Awesome.
Okay. After Madhouse, of course. Probably the funniest podcast I've ever heard.
Okay,
highly recommend them.
I'll add that to my Google Reader. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
It's the Fat Pie podcast called Waller FM. I'll Facebook it to you. It's really, really, really funny.
Okay, sounds good.
A few prank calls in it as well, which is good.
All right. Yeah, Salad Fingers is pretty wow. It's good stuff. Really?
If I explain it though, it doesn't sound that funny, but it's just absolutely incredible. I love it. It's like it's a parody of a North Yorkshire local radio station, but it's just absolutely incredible.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
But yeah, I recommend that to everyone. Anyway, everyone listening, check it out. It's brilliant.
I'll check it out. And I'm glad you like the hair thing. Isn't that crazy where they're cutting hair in a fucking tank of water and all that shit?
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I just love the fact that in that whole industry, the favorite to win was the skinny white guy
The skinny effeminate white guy. Yeah. And then like they expose like the Chinese have bought all those products now. Like it's all Chinese run.
Yeah.
There's no black people that sell black hair products.
It's like four or five guys and they're trying to start like a black owned business union thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad as well though.
Crazy, yeah. I had no idea it went that deep. Like black women's hair, like they have to do this stuff where they're putting these nasty chemicals in their hair that would fucking wow to straighten it out. But
of all the people that they interviewed, that woman with like the natural curly hair, she was hot.
And she was. I don't mind that natural curly hair look on a black girl. It's kind of cute looking. I don't know.
I prefer the nappy headed hoes.
Well, I wasn't gonna put it like that.
Oh, jeez, man. Alright, Starve India, because Nunu has an idea, and he told me this during the week, I thought it was funny. For Indians, order two chicken tikka masala, explain what chicken is, and what tikka is, and what masala is, and what rice is. Also explain what two is, and how it is one, and then another one as well. Okay. It's just to act very, you know.
I found a delicious Indian buffet.
Oh, Indian buffet.
Tandoori chicken, fucking good.
Yes,
hi. I'd like to make an order.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd like two chicken tikka masala.
How spicy would you like?
Very spicy.
Like 1 to 10?
10.
Okay, and on both of them same spicy?
Yes, and then two pilau rice.
You mean Jalapeno pilau?
Yeah, sure. All right,
how's
the chicken, you have chicken tikka masala, right?
Yeah.
The chicken is, it's the, you know, there's a bird, it doesn't fly, and, it, you know, it's on the ground, it's in the farm.
What's that?
You know, the chicken, it's like a bird, it doesn't fly, it has feathers.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I want in the food. I don't know if you know, understand what I mean by chicken. Do you know what?
Yeah, I understand.
You know how that is? Do you know what a chicken is?
Yeah.
And the chicken, they catch the chicken? Hello? You left already. Oh, man.
I put a link to that podcast in the chat and such.
Oh.
Star of India?
Yes. Do you have chicken tikka masala?
Yes.
Okay. Do you marinate the chicken and spices and yogurt?
Yes, correct.
Okay, in a clay oven?
Yes.
A tandoor?
Yes.
Okay, and then tikka means bits and pieces? Tikka means like small bits and pieces.
Yes.
So it's like it needs small pieces of boneless chicken baked using skewers? He's not too friendly, though. We'll try a different one. I'll tell him their whole job.
When you run out of Indian restaurants to call, start calling them Nepalese. They use the same insults.
Ah, Nepalese. They use the same insults? Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yep.
They speak Indian, too?
Yeah. Just be careful you don't get a Gurkha, because they'll fucking kill you.
What the fuck is a Gurkha?
Gurkha.
They got their big ass sharp fucking knives, dude.
That's the one, Milton.
Yeah, what?
Curved knife, man. It's like one of the deadliest fucking knives in the world.
Curved knives.
Gurkha.
Curved knives.
Yeah. Give me a fucking spork from Taco Bell. I'll take them.
Real quick article I wanted to read that was really cool. I don't know if you guys remember the Iranians had the virus, Stuxnet virus that was going around, their nuclear program. Ars Technica posted an article today. The Stuxnet computer worm used to sabotage the Iran's nuclear program was planted by a double agent working for Israel. The agent was used a booby-trap memory stick to inflict machines deep inside the nuclear facilities in Natanz, according to a report published. It's some crazy shit. Once the memory stick was infected, it was able to infiltrate the network when a user did nothing more than click on an icon in Windows. What else here? Covert operations from Israel and the U.S. wanted to use a saboteur on the ground to spread the infection to ensure the worm burrowed into the most vulnerable machines in the system. And it gets even deeper. The double agent was a member of Iranian dissident group, probably from the Mujahideen. The group is believed to be behind the assassination of key Iranian nuclear scientists. In October, a huge blast destroyed an underground site near the town of Karamadamabad. It housed most of their Shabab 3 medium-range missiles, capable of reaching Israel and Iraq. Yeah, there's some dirty stuff, man, when it comes to, like, Mossad and the CIA. They're, like, planting viruses and, like, paying off and all this shit. That's why a little bit after that happened, after that blast, I remember Iran came out and said, we caught a bunch of CIA agents, and most of them were Iranian citizens. That's why. They figured out who all the they did their investigation and found out who all those double agents were. They were being paid money by the CIA.
I bet it was the PLA.
No, PLA.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, apparently, like, and here's a crazy, and you know these are like hackers that are hired by the U.S. government to create this. Stuxnet made history as the most advanced, if not the first, real cyber weapon, ultimately exploited 4 previously unknown vulnerabilities in Windows, and masterfully took advantage of weaknesses buried deep inside Siemens Somatic WinCC Step 7 software used to control machinery. Basically, it took control of the machinery and destroyed the it sabotaged the centrifuges that they were using to enrich the uranium. That's some pretty cool stuff. According to the same source, the U.S. military used against opponents in the 1980s. It planted viruses in the Soviet military industrial structure that could be activated in time of war. And a similar process has been going on against China and is continuing today.
I'm not at liberty to comment on that.
Okay. In late 1991, prior to the Desert Storm operation in Iraq, CIA and British government officials implanted bugs into hardware that was smuggled into Baghdad. U.S. planes destroyed the targeted targeted command and control network where the infected equipment was before it was able to spread. That's crazy. They actually snuck in viruses and equipment before the
invasion. If you think about it, I mean, it's kind of skullduggery, but I'd rather fight a war that way than by killing people.
Yeah, I mean, if it saves some lives, right, or hastens up a war. Yeah, you got a point.
That's on that note, did anyone hear about the North Korean missile?
Yeah, it failed.
That was pretty laughable.
Failed.
Yeah. Satellite launch.
Yeah, right? They launched it, and it just right after it broke up, right after launch, just about, right? Just,
yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, it was sort of like the Rick Santorum campaign.
Oh, boy, yeah, right? Well, he Milkman's loving this.
Trying to put together a fucking rocket with fortune cookies.
It sounds like what he's getting ahead.
It's Milkman's greatest week ever. He's like, yes, Santorum's gone. Iran's got viruses. North Korea lost his missile.
The only thing better is if that rocket would have went straight up and came right back down on the new leader over there.
Hit one of those big monuments of theirs, you know, it's like...
I just got this image of a man in his taxi with, like, video screens all over it, all with different explosions on it, and he's just sat there laughing.
Oh, yeah. Like something out of a Wile E. Coyote fucking cartoon. Fucking Acme rocket went all over the place, blew a bunch of shit up.
Those guys suck. They spent so much money on that fucking program, missiles and nuclear shit, and fucking have to... That first nuclear test they had, they said they didn't even really work right anyway.
Have you guys ever seen the articles about, like, Kim Jong-il inspecting shit? Oh, they're hilarious.
Inspecting shit.
No, it's just like pictures of him like staring at like pigs hanging from the ceiling, or he's just like standing around pointing at shit. I mean, that's all he did for the past 25 years.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a point. Yeah, he just went around. Yeah, yeah.
There's a fantastic film actually called Kim Jong-ilia. I recommend
that's
that
right.
as well.
Oh, that sounds right. good. Yeah.
And the Vice Guide to North Korea, that's fascinating.
That's
well.
Good. That I've seen. Yeah. That's really good. Yeah, the Vice Guide's really good. That was the first Vice Guide I saw, was the North Korean one. Then I saw
the one in Liberia.
Yeah, that one's awesome too. Yeah,
it's pretty depressing.
Yeah, I know, right? That's sad. That damn country. And those are freed American slaves. They went there to
the Vice wife stealer. That one's fucked up too.
Which one? Vice what? I don't know.
It was in one of those Kazakhstan near countries where they steal your wife, like you kidnap her. It's wife kidnapping.
Oh shit!
Like even if you're dating her and it's your girlfriend. They still just, you and a bunch of your friends get in a car, ride out to wherever your girlfriend lives, and kidnap her until she marries you.
Holy shit. That's a way to do it. That's to do it.
That's fucking love right there.
That's what I did.
It's kind of hot. I might do that with my wife, like role playing. Milkman. We'll do that. You'll drive the taxi.
India Flavors, how can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make an order for food.
All right. What would you like?
There's this chicken that I like. There's the bird. Chicken bird.
Chicken biryani?
No. Chicken tikka masala?
Chicken tikka masala. That's actually my favorite dish, too.
Yeah, see, the chicken, it's that one bird that doesn't fly. It has the feathers. You guys pick the feathers after you kill it. What?
Yes, that chicken.
after you marinate the spices in the yogurt?
So good. So good.
Yeah, and you put it in a clay oven called a tandoor.
Mm-hmm. And you know, actually, as much as I do.
You cut in the little pieces.
You know a lot about Indian cooking. Did you ever get into Indian cuisine or something?
I lived in India once.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Are you Indian?
I am not. So I'm not too educated on it, and I haven't been to India, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. You sound hot.
Well, thank you very much.
Do you party?
Occasionally.
Yeah? That's cool.
Weekend kind of guy.
You top or bottom?
I don't know. I don't have a preference.
Are you versatile? You're versatile?
Yeah.
All right. I've got a British friend. He likes guys, too. He's over here. We're in the hotel.
Oh, well, that's good stuff. As far as the chicken tikka masala goes, do you have a spice preference?
I like 10, like a number 10 on 1 to 10.
So you want it, like, Indian spicy, like really hot?
Yes.
All right. And how long until you get here?
Oh, you know, maybe like 15 minutes.
Alrighty. Well, I will see you soon.
Okay, bye. I don't know what to do with that guy. It's fucking boring.
Should have told me you want to rub the Indian spice on his ass.
I tried to get gay with him, and he's gay, so what the hell?
Got to rub it on his ass neck.
God, his ass neck. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about Johnny Brennan. You saw Johnny Brennan.
Dude, that was crazy in the fucking forum.
I know, he came to the forums. Yeah.
So, I bet you took a big shit in the toilet when you heard that. When you
I was like, I was like, what was it, Saturday? Well, whatever. So the pranks got released Friday, and I felt like one of them was good, one of them was okay, the rest weren't that good. So I was like, I was going to be a dick. I didn't think no one pays attention to those fucking forums. So I went in there and made like an in-depth review. Like I'm like, it's like it's fucking like Jay-Z's new album and I'm the fucking source or something.
It was like the Siskel and Ebert of five prank call reviews.
I know. I think I did a good
in-depth with the arm.
Yeah, it kind of Milkman, like an arm review. I put it in there, and then I just went to the Facebook, and I said, here's a review on this Facebook. And then he went in, and he saw it, and then he was like, you know. Then I felt bad, because he was like, you know, all those albums I did, I didn't make any money. So basically, Johnny Brennan and Johnny B from the Jerky Boys actually went into the forums and posted. And he seems like an all right dude, and I feel bad for that shit that I said.
Yeah, but do we really know that's the actual one until he comes on and actually does his interview?
I don't know. If he doesn't want to do it, it'd be nice.
A communist sympathizer just trying to use the name, getting the forms, you know.
No, that's him, dude. That's him. No, because he said...
You invite him like 2 years ago for an interview.
You what?
Didn't you invite him to come on the show and do an interview like 2 years ago?
Oh, a while ago.
Yeah, he's still got an open invite.
Trying to make until he actually comes in and announces his real presence. We don't know if this is just a mockery or what. I'm on the side of that's a mockery. Somebody is a sympathizer. Communist sympathizer, and they're just trying to gloss it over.
I think
if he really means and he's heartfelt and sincere, he should come on the show.
It's like you go join somebody's Facebook page and, you know, you think it's a real person, but it's just like their agent or their fucking, you know, secretary that's just posting shit for them.
You think? I mean, he went pretty in-depth.
In Nepal, India.
He went pretty in-depth in his forum post there. He was like, you know, it sucks. I got
broke it down about his kids and everything else.
Yeah.
And I got screwed over. I mean, it's shit that no one would know about, I think.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Milkman's got a point. Milkman's got a point about the, you know, if he wants to jump in and, you know, make a, you know, unite the clans, he needs to call in.
And validity.
One ring to unite us all.
Stuff is the madhouse on a famous person like that.
Yeah.
Everybody adores the guy. You know what? I mean, he'd be totally welcome.
Of course.
He'd have a free opportunity to address many of his fans, you know, and many people that would be communist fans.
Of course.
I mean, it's an open invitation, in my opinion. Don't you think, Armando?
I think so. I think that's fair enough. He seems to be coming around, but he's just a little nervous, I guess, about the whole thing. I don't know. He's been screwed over in the past and all this shit. If you go into the forums, you'll see the whole, I think he posted about two or three times and Brad was talking to him and stuff. But I think we kind of turned him around because he said he was saying he was done with the podcast and the pranks for now and all that shit. And then apparently he got motivated. He said, oh, I'm going to do pranks now. I'm going to let fans in on the new pranks, you know, give me ideas for pranks now. You know, but, you know, we're all like, dude, you know, we'll give you tons of numbers, man, just to hear new Jerky Boys pranks. We'd be just, you know, he doesn't
That's a legit guy. I mean, he's more than welcome to come on. I mean, you know, and just state the case. We'd love to have him, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Don't even prank call.
Man, I mean, he'd be more than welcome, dude. You know, open arms.
Well, I even told him, like, off the forums, like, you know, you can be, and if you want to be on, we don't even have to do prank calls. I just want to talk to the guy and, like, interview him, ask
it's
him about, like.
Press, man. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's free press, man.
I just want to ask him about Mariah Carey when he was hanging out with her and Eddie Griffin and all that shit, you know, and fucking, I even posted in the forums, like, you know, did you ever meet Radio? Because Radiohead named Pablo Honey after them, after the Pablo Honey prank call. Their first album was named, I'm a big Radiohead fan. I was like, dude, I'm a big Radiohead fan. Like, did you ever get to meet them? That'd be really cool. But he.
I mean, you can even call ahead of time, you outline some of the subjects you discuss, topics you discuss.
Yeah, I mean, we say, you know, whatever you don't want to talk about, you know, or, you know, sure, we won't talk about it.
Man. You know, we don't touch on any hot spots, and, you know, we keep calling you up and up, and, you know, guys feel comfortable, and, you know, and he's got a voice right here, a free voice in the madhouse.
Well, there's a lot of upcoming people that like to listen to the Madhouse too. That probably have no idea who he is, or you know, really what the Jerky Boys were about and stuff like that.
And I'm sure, and they should know because that's like the beginning of, well, not the beginning, but it's where it really, well, it influenced the majority of us. Got influenced by the Jerky Boys, I'd say. The prank,
yeah, it's a good jump off. He's budding talent. You know, a lot of these people. Younger generation, and you know, I've never heard of some of this stuff. And you know, it'd be a way to feed a new audience for a new generation, you know, from one of the greats.
Yeah, let's ask Richie. Richie, do you know who the Jerky Boys are before I started this whole thing talking about it so much? Yeah, you did? All right.
Yeah, of course I do.
All right, so never mind. All right. I guess he knew about it. Yeah.
Fucking Milky Liquor.
Richie, did you call that number I gave you?
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't have a chance to.
God damn it. I keep meaning to tell you. Carlito, I dropped my coat off at a very non-English speaking dry cleaner, and the guy fucking called me a week later and swearing at me.
What?
And about how I haven't picked it up and how I'm a liar. And he said, "Chingata tumale way" to me.
No, he didn't. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought it was a fucking joke, but he kept calling me.
It's a chingata tumale way. Oh, shit.
Chingata tumale way.
He's like, "You a liar. You don't pick up your coat. You a liar." But
I fuck you, you son of a bitch.
Oh, dude. He swears just like Charlie, but...
Maybe Charlie's cousin got into the laundromat game.
I guess. Okay. Charlie
just switched up fucking jobs.
Charlie's got a new job now.
He closes at 7 o'clock West Coast time, so I haven't quite figured out how to record the conversation so I could play it back. But.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Yeah, that's really cool. All right, let's do another call. We've been bullshitting.
In your pocket.
Yes. Oh, Carlito, that Debbie Mansfield number was disconnected.
Yeah, Milkman, Debbie Mansfield's number is disconnected. Yeah. We need a new one. Get it. Get one.
Yeah.
Well, don't. Yeah, me. Get. Come on. Chop, chop. Yeah. There's Milkman. No, seriously. Seriously, Richie tried to call the Debbie Mansfield number we've got most recently, and it's disconnected. She moved on. I don't know if you have a way of getting a new one for her, but that'd be good.
Maybe she moved on.
We have to verify. Gotten a bus crash or something. Number. I still have the number logged, you know, in my database. You can verify you actually got the right number. And
well, I tried it also. Richie tried it. He got disconnected. I tried it. And unless I got it wrong also, it was the same that you had sent me in chat before, and it was disconnected.
Oh, okay. So you verified it is the same number that I posted to you because that's the number.
Right. Right.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll have to see what we can, you know, if the arm can pull out any more info and maybe update the number and see, you know, what the situation is.
Right. Right. Thank
exactly.
You. Exactly. And things of this nature. All right. How do I put in the UK numbers again? 01144?
That's plus 44.
Plus 44. That's why it's not working. Thank you. Aha! Now it says the right thing.
Because I'm smart. Oh, busy.
Cock. All right, moving along here. Let's see. Next, request a prank from UK Godfather. The name of the company's Martini. Ask him if he found his Phonex. His Phonex. Remember, you spoke to him last week. I don't remember. Someone who... Oh! The guy that talked about the phone or something? He's like, "I lost my phone. Do you have my phone?" All right, whatever. We'll try it. See where it goes, UK Godfather. UK Godfather can't be on the show tonight. He had dental work today.
Connect Charlie and on the same call.
Yeah, dude, you should connect Charlie to that guy. Charlie's our friend. He'll defend us. He's got your back, man. Rich, you got Charlie's number.
Yeah, I got it. You want to sell? Or is...
No, I'm just saying you should call the other guy.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Call the dry cleaner guy and...
Hello?
Same time.
Hello, hello? Hello?
Still ringing.
Welcome to Binky Answer.
Oh. How do you see it still ringing? I just see a red button.
If the bubbles are still lighting up and stuff, if they're still going, it means it's still ringing.
Oh, yeah, you are smart. Look at that.
But what if Charlie picks up and the guy's like, "Charlie!" And he's like, "Freddy!"
Yeah, they're like, "Hey!"
They're brothers.
They're friends. We're friends from China. Oh, damn.
I thought they lost you in the Socialist Revolution.
They just start talking back. Chingo to Mali, you son of a bitch. It's like they're greeting or something.
Yeah, like a, you chingo to Mali, way you. Alright. Male escort here. Male escort ad. My clients are international, business, divorced, and separated. Lonely housewives, single women. Okay. I'm not a woman. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll get gay. I'll get gay on the guy.
We'll just get Richie to talk to him.
Get Samantha to talk to him. That was funny.
What was the 12-year-old's name who was on last night, last week?
Samantha.
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 Alright.
No, it wasn't. I forgot. Dominizio. Dominizio.
Whatever. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Well, if he's listening now, I'm sorry I told him to fuck off.
Everyone's.
I feel bad about that.
There's a lot of people owe him an apology. They've been shit bitching about him all week.
Well, I was defending him on the forum, but I was rude to him on last week's show, and I feel bad. There was no need for that. I was in a bad mood.
Oh. You'll be in a better mood when you go to boot camp.
Oh, yes.
When they haze you. They do sexual things to you. You know that, right?
Be right back.
That's what it's all about.
That's what you're joining.
Yeah, man. What a mess.
I should join.
I'll teach you guys how to play Biscuit.
Oh, Soggy Sayo.
The fuck is
biscuit? Where you jack off on this on the biscuit?
Oh,
last one to come has to eat it.
Oh, you dirty sons of bitches!
That is gross.
Sounds like someone was in the military.
It's a good party game.
Holy shit!
Like for family parties.
Yeah, family parties. Let's all jerk off on the biscuit. The last guy gets to eat it.
Hey, Dad, you want to get in on this game?
Well, here's the does the last guy still have to come on it, or can you just stop and just eat it? Or do they make you eat your own cum also on top of all that? That's a good.
I think you have to eat your own cum.
I like that's a deal breaker for you, isn't it?
Actually, I think you have to eat it while you're still jerking off. I think that's how the rules go.
Then it's not so bad.
That's no fun. Look, if I put my mind to it, I can come pretty fast, man. I don't know about you guys.
Just gotta go 100%.
What do you fantasize about, though? What are you thinking about?
I just go to my Rolodex, you know, past experiences. I can do it pretty fast, you know.
Not Athena?
Nah. Yeah, I jerk off to my wife. Oh, yeah. That's fun. My wife. Yeah, my wife. Yeah, it's me. Of all the things.
Myself, I just think of Milkman.
Woo! Just think of Milkman and his taxi.
The Bang Taxi.
Oh, he's riding around in his fucking leopard thong in the Bang Taxi.
Oh,
oh boy, Milkman. Thank you.
Getting blowjobs from French women.
Belgian women.
Whatever, it's all the same.
Same thing, right? They all smell like fish.
No, Bulgarian, man. You guys are completely way the hell.
They all smell like tuna down there.
Same continent, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Smells the same.
They're all hairy armed fucking women.
That's like the difference between chocolate and vanilla, man. Come on, man. Belgium, that's like a waffle.
Blue waffle.
Blue
waffle. I don't know why I've started with the blue waffle thing. It's like every week.
Belgian blue waffle.
Every other week I get someone to go to that stupid website.
I sent you a requested prank, man, to an SEO company.
Okay, I'm working up the list. I'm up to a landlady who is a nightmare named Maria at the Clyde Arm Pubs in Redland, UK.
Wait, Carlita, you needed like a female for that thing before?
Who are you going to get? Taylor? Big Taylor?
No, someone else.
Oh, I'm going to talk to Taylor.
She's not on anymore.
Man, Taylor.
This is the girl we talked to like week before last.
I'm going to hit that. No, we're okay. Because they didn't answer. I tried to call, they didn't answer. I'm not answering here either. Shit.
Stupid shit.
Damn it, dude. All right. How many more requests? God, UK Godfather sent like a shit ton of requested pranks. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Still got 10, 11 more in the list here.
Do it. Shit.
This is in one thread. Well, not just from him, but all together. And I got another thread here also with another 17 of them. Holy shit, I got 27 requested pranks I haven't gotten to yet.
Do it. Speed prank.
Yeah, I might do that later. And we still got lonesome stuff. We got another India Kitchen. Does anyone want to do an India prank call? You can. No.
Yes, we will do.
All right. Someone call it. I mean, does any of you specifically, personally want to do a call?
I'll do some. Right. Let's rapid fire.
Fuck yeah.
Here's the India Palace.
Bang them out.
India Palace, let's bang it.
Let's bang it out onto that biscuit.
And chewed.
India Kitchen, rather.
Horse.
I'd fuck a warm biscuit, too.
Who's taking it?
Go ahead, Tristan.
Okay. I'm so drunk.
India Kitchen?
Perfect.
Hey, how you going?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Hello, I want to make an order for pickup.
Yes, please.
Yes, I want some palau rice.
Palau rice?
Yeah, malau kofta.
We have no more malai kofta, sir.
Why don't you have malau kofta?
Not in the menu, sir, malai kofta.
Can you make malau kofta for me?
No, sir.
I'll give you an extra $50.
We have no, sir, right now.
What about bancho?
What?
Can you make me some bancho then? For $100 more. $100. Yeah, for $100 more.
Why are you talking?
Yeah, I want some bancho for $100. You know?
Sorry, sir. Thank you.
Oh, fuck you.
I was going to get mad. He was right there. Oh, man.
Time to give you some of that sweet, sweet sister ass.
Sweet, sweet banjo.
What about Maruchan? What does Maruchan mean?
Motherfucker.
Which one's brotherfucker? Don't you have that one?
I don't know. I think it sounds a lot like banjo. I've seen that one.
Same one?
Yeah.
India's Kitchen?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I'm looking for some banjo. You got the banchu? Some special?
We have no banchu, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah, maruchan?
Maruchan with a special sauce?
Hello?
Yes, you have maruchan, and your sister is going to come down here also?
Who?
Your sister is going to come in front of me. Come in front of me, your sister.
Where?
I'm going to kiss your sister tonight.
Don't talk again, okay?
Where's your sister? Put her on the phone.
I call you police.
Ah, you shut up, you pussy.
Yeah, call me the police, man.
I'll call you police.
You're the police.
You're police.
Gandu.
Fuck the 5-0.
Gandu.
Hello?
Gandu.
Yes? I want palau rice.
What's your problem?
Do you have any malai kofta?
We have no malai kofta tonight.
Can I please? No, I want malai. Listen, that's all I want to eat tonight. I don't care about any of this stuff. I just want some malai kofta. I'll give you $100.
You're talking like that. He told me before.
Yeah.
Can I speak to the manager, please?
I mean,
yeah.
I'll kiss you like that. Talking like that.
I'll offer you $200. I've got five people here. They want to eat malai kofta. That's all they want to eat.
And marachor.
$200. I'll pick up tonight. 15 minutes, okay? Hello, can I speak to the manager?
Sorry, sir. Thank you very much.
Banchud.
You want?
I fucked you, son of a bitch.
You heard him? I think Vasily said that. They called me that. He said that.
Fucking malai kofta.
He's calling us the police.
Bam, next one. Do it.
All right, here we go.
What's malai kofta?
It's like potato balls in like a cashew sauce. It's pretty tasty.
Is that Roxanne you're playing?
It's Roxanne. What? You said business. It's Roxanne. Maharaja Restaurants.
Every time I hear this song, I think of the movie Another 48 Hours with Eddie Murphy on the fucking prison bus singing this shit.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Indian food?
Yep.
I'll take it.
Maharaja restaurant.
Yes, hello. You got chicken tikka masala?
I'm sorry?
You have chicken tikka masala?
Yes.
What about marachod?
What?
Marachod? How about banchu?
Banchud? Pilau rice?
Who's that?
Who's that? No, I want pilau rice, tandoori chicken, Banchud.
Okay.
You got some, or maybe a sister? Bring her down, the fuck?
I got everything for you. Just show up your face here, then I'll show you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What else are you going to show me? Huh? Can I come down there, or what?
Yeah, sure.
So, you going to make the order for me, or not?
Be sure to join us over at Madhouse Live.
What the fuck was that? What's wrong with your phone? Trying to make an order and you're playing that in my ear?
What the fuck?
God damn it.
Good recovery, though. I like it.
That was good. All right. We got more where that came from, though. I got Galeena's Grill. I don't know if that's Indian or not, but we got it. We'll try it and see.
Okay, they either got French fries or Matichaud. Bring it on.
One of the two. They probably have French fries. Everywhere has French fries.
Tell me you want some Matichaud and then have Carlito in the background playing this. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Nice finger slip, asshole.
What are Indian French fries like?
Oh, they're actually pretty good. They're breaded a little bit.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm. This is Teto. You got French fries?
Hello.
Hello, how's it going? You got any French fries over there?
Can't hear you.
Can't hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. Are you there? Are you there? Is my audio fucked up or what?
After every order he makes, like for every little piece of food item, play that sound that you played when you fucked up. Hey man, I want some French fries. Dun, dun, dun.
That's everything. Yeah, you think? Yeah, I think they catch on. I got to open that again. Let me see. That's Brad's new soundboard he's working on. He's got an HTML5 one. I gotta make one. I'm gonna start working on mine this weekend. I've got like such old sound effects. I got shit that I don't even use. I got some here. Let me see. Like
need that Zone 2.
Yeah. I gotta get the Zone 2 sound effect. That alarm sound. Yeah, but like I've got shit like this that I don't ever use. That's funny, but that's not really funny. When do I ever use that shit? Never. You never. I got a rim shot. Never use that right there. I've never used that shit.
Sister to come in front of me. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
I choke.
You need like 10 different types of parts.
That's awesome. HTML5 soundboard. Let me look it up here. Get it ready. Bazooka Man's on. Bazooka Man.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, come front of me.
What's that?
Come front of me.
Come front of you.
Yes.
I'll call you police.
Yes, we'll call you police.
Bye, Joe.
I had your pilau rice. Dun, dun, dun. Took a shit.
Hey, Carlito, you haven't called frickin' Charlie in a long time.
Because he just wants to be nice. I'll call him
right now. Gotta get him angry or something.
Yeah. Let me try. It's been a while. Maybe he'll be a little in a bad
mood. Molly. Way!
Maybe he'll
wait,
be in a bad
mood. We got a sound bite and fucking see if we can get him giggling or something.
Yeah. We gotta make a soundboard of him, just Charlie. So that's
oh,
the
my
thing.
God.
I was saying we should make a soundboard of the Turkish horse guy, and then when he's not in, call up his restaurant and play it.
Yeah. Like he's
I
pissed
fuck
off.
Boys.
I fuck boys, you like? I'm horse, I fuck you. You suck my dick. You use two hands.
Hey, Carlito, how's my sound coming in?
Yeah, a little muffled, you're alright.
Yeah,
hey, I found a website that's got some other Hindi insults.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, there's... There's quite a few of them out there. Some of them sound really funny, too.
God damn it.
Hello.
Charlie.
Oi.
Yeah, you were insulting me the other day.
What did you say?
You were insulting me the other day. You called me a jerk. I'm going to go over there and punch you right in the mouth. I'm gonna bend your teeth back. I'm going to put my dick in your mouth and make you suck my dick. Hmm?
What are you talking about? Huh?
From the airport. Listen, you like to suck a dick, don't you?
Huh, stupid?
What are you talking about?
You suck a dick.
I call you police.
I want to call police so you be careful for you.
Nah, you shut up.
I want your wife's sweet, sweet ass.
Yeah.
I found a hair in my food.
Huh?
I found a hair in my food. Is it yours?
We'll call from the radio.
We're from the internet.
What? Are you calling from where?
From the radio.
Radio?
Yeah, man. Yeah, hey.
Call from the Big Island.
Can you tell me about your wife? Is your wife pretty?
Don't do that, okay?
You have a pretty wife, right? She's pretty? She looks good?
She's sporting a pretty healthy wreck.
Does she kiss you?
Oh, you soft.
Go on. Does your wife kiss you a lot? Does she like to kiss you?
Oh, you so...
I'm so
just
hot.
Just say it, man.
Are you getting excited?
Are you okay? Wow, jeez.
Come on.
Holy shit.
He must be on the Prozac or something.
He was so... Wow.
I think he was jerking it.
I think he's losing it, man.
Something wrong with him. I think maybe he got a little disease or something.
I don't know. I think he went to go take a cold shower or something. Holy shit. You saw. Oh, poor Charlie. We've done it now.
Was
that his cell? Call him on his cell, I'll be pissed.
That was his cell, yeah. I'll try him again. Everyone else kept interrupting. That's okay. We're just having fun.
No interrupting. Damn it.
Let me talk to him. Just me this time. Hang on. Got tobacco in my mouth. Shit.
Please leave your message for 8083.
Nope. Ah. Nothing there. All right. Well, poor Charlie, you know. What can you do?
Hey, we might have to reboot the Skype. It's doing
moving right along.
Shit.
Okay.
Uh-oh. You see, here's... I got the error. Shoutcast says, unable to send data fast enough. Buffer... something. Oh. Yeah, we lost all the feeds again. Shit. Come on, Winamp, you can do it. Don't crash on me, man.
Charlie sabotaged the show, man.
Yeah, he did.
It's cleared up now.
Cleared up now?
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
It's a damn good song, man. My favorite Police song by the Policemen.
Love the Police.
It's like some major freaking lightning, man. You never see freaking lightning here, man.
They got ball lightning.
Big ass fucking lightning, man. I mean, just light up the whole damn sky.
It's the alien type of lightning. It's actually alien style.
Those are the best storms, man. When the lightning, this shit starts going crazy.
Yeah, man.
I've got an orange moon tonight as well. It's weird.
I mean, when I lived in Florida, you know, living in Florida, dude, it's the lightning capital of the world, man. Out here, man, you never see lightning. So rare. You get rain occasionally. But lightning, man, that's hardly ever.
Yeah, the night is going off.
There is a lot of lightning in Florida, man. They do. You're right, Milkman. It is called the lightning capital of the world.
Absolutely. But it's surrounded by water on all sides, man. It's like, you know, right there near that Gulf Stream. There's just so many different, you know, thermodynamic changes going on there. It just sucks up lightning, man. More anywhere in the world.
Lightning in Florida is absolutely
it's the same shit up here in Michigan, man. We could be fucking having 70s one day, and fucking next day we'll be dropped down to like 32.
Yeah, I know. Oh, if you got
Michigan.
Oh, yeah. I got folks just south of you there, in, you know, it's Ohio, man. It's the same shit. It's like 80 last week, and this fucking night last night was down to 30 or something.
We were cranking fucking mid-60s, almost 70s, all the way through February. It was fucking nuts.
Well, today was cold here in Pennsylvania, man. I was like, what the fuck? What is this spring, man? It was like
We had frost through here in Michigan today. Probably the same type of weather you're getting over there in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, but then it's going to be in the 80s this weekend. I don't know what the fuck.
Fucking Al Gore was right, dude.
Yeah, it's the weather's just flip-flopping back and forth. We're getting cacti
back.
What part
of Michigan are you in?
Southeast. I'm probably like, I don't know, probably like 45 minutes from Toledo, somewhere right around there.
Oh, okay. Then you're on the lower side of it. Yeah, then you're pretty close in temperature. It's a little bit warmer south of there.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we got cacti and Blue Planet back. Sorry, guys. You know what happened? I tried to restart the video, and that might be the cause of trouble here.
Yeah, what the fuck's up with the video?
I had to leave it off now because it's completely fucked up.
You gotta start wearing the hat again, man. I think it's a message, man. Get the hat going.
Exactly.
Right, the hat's a rubber titty.
Let's call the Banshoots. See if they want to talk about
their
titties.
Yeah, the rubber titties are definitely awesome, man.
Do you know what's going on with the stream, guys?
What's I got it back. It should be back up now.
All right.
Yeah.
Just crossing streams.
All right. We got Eduardo's Border Grill here. I feel like being a racist. That's good. I wanted. Hey, speaking of racism and Florida, that Zimmerman guy got charged. He's charged with murder. He's in jail. The guy that shot Trayvon Martin. Yep.
Do you think he'll get convicted?
It's probably Florida. I think there's enough pressure that they'll get him on manslaughter.
I really don't think he should have charges brought against him, but with all that political pressure and different shit going on down there, they had to do something. It was inevitable.
Yeah. I told you, I grew up in the town next to Sanford, and that was a powder keg waiting to happen. It was getting bad. My mom was telling me.
Now, you fucked up in Florida, man. You know they're going to fry your ass, period. So they're going with the higher charge. Knowing that if it gets talked down, they're still going to give him some meat. But they're really,
they might fuck up. They might fuck up like they did with Casey Anthony. He'll get off free, and then it'll be a fucking race war.
It'll probably get pled down, and then he'll get time served.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading about it today. He wasn't even charged when he was picked up. Police, was he? He was released from the station.
Yeah, I think there was some dirty pool going on.
Is that me happy?
Yeah, it's hi. This is Eduardo's Border Grill?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's good. Are you Mexican?
Yes.
Oh, do you have oranges?
For me?
Do you have oranges?
Oranges, no.
Oh, because most Mexicans, they pick oranges at some point. I thought maybe you have some.
No.
Do you have any fruits?
Fruits, no. We don't have fruits. Yeah.
They have vegetables.
We have taco, burritos, tostadas.
The salad is lettuce. Where'd you get the lettuce from? Did you get it yourself?
We have the salad.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And is it dangerous there?
For me?
Is it dangerous there?
No.
It's not?
No.
Do you speak Spanish a lot? People there speak Spanish?
Are you going to order, sir, or are you going to just ask me the question?
Well, that's how I order food. I ask questions first.
Yeah, I mean, you can see us on a website.
Oh, what's the matter? You don't speak English or you don't want me to ask questions?
Well, I mean, if you just ask me a question, I don't have time. I'm so busy right now, okay?
Oh, what was...
If you want to place your order, I can help you, okay?
Oh, I like to place an order.
Okay, what would you like to order?
Do you have rice?
For me?
Do you have rice?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you have tacos?
Yes, we do.
Do your tacos have meat?
Yes.
Do they have chicken meat?
We have a steak, beef, chicken.
Do they have chicken?
Yes.
Do they have steak?
What would you like to order, sir?
Steak taco.
Okay, how many?
With beef.
How many tacos, sir?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many tacos?
Si.
How many?
Four tacos.
Okay.
Five rice. Six beans.
Okay.
Seven Diet Cokes.
Okay.
Eight chicken.
Okay. Okay.
Nine shrimps.
Okay. Anything else?
10 watermelons.
Okay.
11 apples.
All right.
12 waters.
Okay.
13 toilets.
All right.
I'd also like you to come here and put together some furniture that I bought from IKEA.
What's your phone number, sir?
It's, let's see. It is 310-475.
Okay.
2410.
All right. Okay, so
Okay, there's something coming in on the computer.
All right, thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
That was stupid. What a stupid prank call, guys. Good work.
Order some Apple Spaces.
What happens when that? What happens when that guy like calls that phone back? Did he get his voicemail? Be like, what?
It's his own number, dude. I gave out his number.
You know, up here in Washington State, the Mexicans pick apples.
The Mexicans pick apples in Washington. That makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've got southwestern Washington. It's got a huge Hispanic population.
Yeah, they pick oranges in Florida.
Yeah, eastern Washington too.
Yep.
Hey, pizzeria, you guys do it. I don't want to talk to this guy. Pizza place.
That's not me typing, by the way.
Stipling.
Rocky Steaks on 14 Main here. How may I help you?
Go ahead.
Rocky Steaks on 14 Main here.
Richie.
Hello?
Yes, I'm putting my friend Richie wants to make an order. Richie, go ahead.
Hey there. You got, what kind of toppings you got on the pizzas?
What kind of what, Tiny?
Toppings.
What toppings do we have on pizza?
Yeah, you got snuckle. That's what I said.
Sorry, for, sir, just give me a second. Let me switch phones. I could barely hear you.
Okay.
Sorry to put you on the spot. This is going to be bad.
Nunu's just had a brilliant idea.
Hey, sir.
Sorry about that. What was the question again?
Oh, yeah. What kind of toppings you got on the pizzas there? Anything out of the ordinary? Yeah, toppings. Like, actually, you know what? I think I'm going to go a little experimenting here. How about underings? Like, you put the stuff underneath the pizza.
Under what?
You guys...
Yeah, and under.
You guys put anything underneath the pizza there, or just on top of it?
No, well, we put the red sauce and then the cheese and then the toppings you want.
Do you think maybe you can make it instead of the pizza bread like normally you use, you can make it out of chocolate? Why not? I mean, you're a small business. I expect that. Pizza underings, you know? It's a new thing. Could be the innovators in the business. Underings. Any undering you want. Two underings for, say, $12.99. Medium-sized pizza. Sound good?
Richie, you sound like you're from Jersey or something. That's freaking awesome. What are you
doing? Yeah, I tried to do that.
That's awesome. You threw me for a loop there. I was like, what the hell?
A good voice.
You're talking like your uncle or something? That's pretty funny.
Yeah, like most of the people here.
Yo, what the fuck? Make it that way.
I think it would be good underings. Yeah, I might have
to. Underings. Yeah, I laughed because I read Nunu's idea. For UK calls, if they ask what time it is, tell them. And then play the sound. Good deal. And Nunu also said 11 apples for the horse. I forgot that. It's the horse's favorite food. Me and Athena were listening to one of the recent podcasts where I said that my horse had been abused by the kids. They threw apples at it. And the lady's like, oh, I'm sorry. And I said, yeah, I even tried to talk to it. I went, yeah, but you're your horsey.
He actually did that when we were kids.
You threw apples at the horse? Or are you talking to him like that?
Apples at a horse.
Oh, that's mean.
Feel pretty bad now.
My grandpa did have a horse named Arturo, and Alonzo. I mean, Arturo was a bad horse. Arturo bit my cousin.
The crazy one that like ran throughout the city.
Yeah, that was Alonzo. He was retarded. Arturo was a bad horse. So he bit, and then he bit my cousin on the arm when he was bathing him. Like he was using a hose, and he bit him. And my cousin like beat him, like really. Oh, he like beat him with a stick. Like you motherfucker! Like in Spanish, he said in Spanish, "You hijo puta," he said. And they got rid of that horse. They gave it to some old guy. And the old guy got bit, too. And he was like, remember, he was telling my grandma, I want to return this horse. And my granddad was like, fuck you. And my dad said, my grandfather said he was going to get his revolver. My grandfather was a cop in Puerto Rico. Back in like in the 50s and 40s when it wasn't bad, you know, he was like a cop. My mom says, like, my grandfather would bring, like, prison inmates to work on the house and stuff like back then. Like they were cool people, you know. They were, you know, it was a different time. Like you know, if you're
it's
in prison,
awesome.
Yeah, you know, not anymore. God, you get prison guy in Puerto Rico. Holy shit!
Did you read about that? I forget where the fuck the prison guy was from, but he brought one of the prisoners out to work on his golf game.
what?
To help him out. And the guy got in so much trouble.
What a dumbass.
The prisoner was like a world famous golfer, like in Canada and shit, but he was arrested down here. Mm. And the sheriff or whoever the fuck it was like, yeah, I need to work on my golf game. So they fucking brought him out to the golf course, fucking help him out and shit.
Was that Boss Hogg or something? That's funny. Boss Hogg out there. Boss Hogg. All right, let's look at some more numbers here. What's the Lonesome? Any UK numbers yet for Lonesome? Not yet. But I'm sure those are coming in. In the meantime, we'll get some more requested prankses. It's 12:23. We'll be wrapping up things here shortly. If you have any requested pranks, I would say wait until next week. Hold off on them because we are, like, tapped out. Like I said, we got 27 of them right now, and we're going to rapid fire, but I don't know if we're going to be able to make it through all of those. But we'll try.
Yeah, I sent you a Indian restaurant in Guam. Do you want to try calling that?
Mm-hmm. Well, we can do that.
Should be in my Gmail thread I had going with you.
Let me see. You know, I didn't see those. They didn't come up. Like you said, look above or whatever. Let me see if they came. Oh, here we go. Okay, here we go. Paradise spot. Ooh, a massage parlor. Typical Guam lady. Curry kebab.
I'm stupid.
Curry kebab. Is it your wife that's Guam, or she's not?
No,
right?
She's a Filipino, but she lived in Saipan. She went to high school there.
Yeah, I ask this every time. I bring it up like every other time you send in numbers. You think I'd learn by now?
Yeah, actually, we're going to probably go to Saipan in a year or two, so I'll have to call the show in from Saipan.
Saipan propane. That sounds good. Well, it's good to finally talk to you, man. I don't think we've ever talked before, so it's good.
Yeah, we have. A long time ago.
Never mind.
What do I know?
All right, here we go. Curry kebab Indian restaurant in Guam. Hi, is this Indian food?
Hmm?
Is this Indian food? Hello? Oh my god. What is wrong with these people, dude? Hello?
Bonchud.
Wendy.
This is a customer. This is idiots. The phone's ringing. What do we do?
We didn't think anybody would actually buy our shitty food.
Oh, shit.
It's a full case of our shared island.
That lady gave us one a Hummer right there at the fucking reception desk.
Hello? Last chance.
Malai kofta.
Alright, I hung up. What is with those people? They're just really dumb in Guam. Except for that horse guy. The guy that I call every year to ask about a horse.
He's always really fucking surprised
every year, isn't he? He's like, how do these bastards keep tracking me down?
Well, it's only been two now. But the last time he was like livid, he's like, I don't understand why you keep calling me asking about a fucking horse.
Wasn't he at like a hotel or something? He was at a Hooters?
He was at a Hooters, yeah. He left the fucking horse and cow or whatever is at a Hooters. So I called him there. Well, I called him, he hadn't made it yet. And I said, yeah, tell him I'm going to be calling in. She's like, okay. And I call in. He's like, I don't know why you keep fucking calling.
Wasn't that Thanksgiving we fucking rapid-fired on his ass? We kept calling him over and over?
Yeah, I've only ever called him on Thanksgiving and talked to him. Well, I think I called the first time I called the day after Thanksgiving, and they were like, the guy about masturbating a horse is calling again. They said they were going to report me to the base commander or something. Like, we're going to call General Whatever. General Jones. I'm not sure, whatever.
Good afternoon, Paradise Spa. How can I help you?
Hi, you speak English?
Yes.
Oh, that's good, yes. Your massage is there. How much for 30 minutes?
I'm sorry, sir, we don't have a 30-minute course. We only have a 60-minute course, which is
$99. $99 for 60 minutes? And how many hands?
How many hands?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, how many hands?
Well, you know, sometimes you have four hands. The woman, two women's, four hands.
No, it's just one by one. One customer, one therapist.
Okay, but if the woman only used one hand the whole time, can I get a discount?
What kind of massage are you talking about?
Well, I just wanted to use one hand. The whole time.
You're calling the wrong place to make a joking.
No, no, no. Hey, what are you going to do? You're calling the wrong place to make a joke. Oh, she was still there. I thought she hung up.
You called the wrong place to make a joking.
She was still there. Shit. She was going to say something again.
Wait, how about this? Rub myself and I'll give you something to rub.
Hello?
Yes, if I do the massaging and she just watched, then how much?
I'm sorry, sir. We have a right to refuse the customer service. So we're not going to service you. Bye. Do not call in again. Bye.
Oh, service? I get it.
That's a code word right there. She says she's not going to service you.
That reminds me of when Hollywood called somebody and posed as a masseuse. And so that,
oh? Okay. How about no service, but just massage, regular massage?
You're not the right customer for our company.
Please,
bye.
I have a lot of money. Please?
We don't need your money, okay? There's so many people out there. There's so many customers out there. We don't need a stupid customer bring us a stupid money, okay?
I'll give you $300 American. That's not Guam dollars. Okay?
I'm the lawyer. Yo, can I go back?
I'm the lawyer.
I'll send you another for Australia message.
Yo, let me be the lawyer, and I say that it's unlawful for you to refuse you service.
Okay, all right, cool.
Based on your race.
Carlito, keep your trigger on the dun-dun-dun sound and hit it when appropriate.
I keep forgetting.
I think Jack Masterson should call up and ask to get a job there.
A job.
It's mine.
It's Richie's.
Hello?
Hi there. I'm aware that you just refused service to my client, Mr. Jack Masterson. I want to know on what grounds you're to do this.
I'm sorry?
On what grounds are you refusing services to my client?
Sorry, sir. We have the lawyer. The right to refuse the customer service. We don't want to massage you. We don't want to take you. You're this kind of customer.
Is it because of his race, creed, or ethnicity, or sexual orientation?
Stop calling here. Okay, go call
right
any
now.
Place, not here, not this place. Stop making a stupid calling.
How dare you call my practice stupid? I'm going to sue you for slander. How do you plead guilty or not guilty? Guilty?
Guilty.
Yeah, Jerry? Jerry says guilty.
He said stop making stupid calling.
That's the name of the show, right? Fucking stop making stupid calling.
Stop making stupid calling. That reminds me of the what was the prank you so stupid from the pizza fun one.
Oh, you're so stupid, man!
You're so stupid, Jasmine. You're so stupid.
Put Australian massage in the Skype chat.
Where's that Sam the Donut Man? What happened to him?
Oh, he sold the place or whatever. His family sold the Dunkin' Donuts. I call back a black guy about it, and he's actually a cool dude. He actually told me. I remember once I called him, and he was like, yeah, those guys don't work anymore. All black staff now or something. That's weird.
Al Sharpton took it over.
Al Sharpton took it over.
The Sharpton cafe and Dunkin' Donuts.
I want to talk to the angry Asiatics. King Solomon was a faggot. Dun, dun, dun.
Al Sharpton was a faggot.
Yeah, Sharpton took it over and turned it into KFC.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, you racist son of a bitch.
I saw a posted image over the weekend that made me laugh. It was a piece of KFC chicken with a candle in it, and then underneath was a black kid crying, and it said, thank you, Mom, for the best birthday cake ever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's just incredibly racist Australian KFC commercial where it's like a white guy in the middle of like a black crowd. It's like, I've been stuck in an awkward situation, and it shows like the KFC, and he gets the KFC bucket, and the black people around him start picking, and like he's now friends with it because he has KFC. He's like, get KFC.
No way.
What?
Seriously?
They're fucking chasing him as like an old man or some shit like that.
Tristan, is that true?
Fucking craziest thing ever. I'm not joking. I have. I'll send
You're joking.
I'm not joking. I have the fucking thing right here.
You're joking.
Like, I have it on my
Kindle. You're making it up.
I'm not making it up.
Fuck you, we're not racist.
Look up racist KFC commercial.
You are a fucking liar.
We're not racist.
Yeah, I'm not a liar. I'm gonna get it and I'll post it.
We don't allow that shit here.
Yeah, don't lie, Richie, okay?
I'm not lying.
You're worse than a 12-year-old.
Don't lie. You're just trying to make Australians look bad.
Oh, if you wanna call that male number, I added the girl to the chat. She's on the line.
Ooh.
Just call an Australian number.
DJ,
hi,
say hello.
Hi, girl.
Hello.
What's up, girl?
Hey.
Your name is Dick Wank? Your name is Dick Wank?
I didn't
wash them dishes.
Jesus Christ.
Wash them
Are you
dishes.
On the subway? It sounds like shit.
Aw, be nice to her. Come on. It's Rich's girl.
Is that a 12-year-old boy?
It's a 12-year-old boy.
Or a 12-year-old girl.
Come on, you gay Ted. Be nice.
I am a 12-year-old boy.
Nice. That's what we like. Delicious.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, look. We got more pranks to do. We got England here in the house. England.
Let's do it. Rap it.
Oh, fucking England.
Fucking England.
Cobblers.
Cobblers.
Why they lost the war.
That's why they lost Vietnam.
Who's this?
Ian Anthony.
A&A.
Hello, you're not available now. This is your name, phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Alright, no answer there. Instead, we'll call Anthony Brown. That's a good name for a chef, Anthony Brown. Or a dishwasher.
Anthony
Hardaway.
Anthony.
Come on. Pick up, man.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Anthony.
I beg your pardon.
Is Anthony there?
Who's talking?
I'm with the Department of Water Enforcement. I understand you've been flushing the toilet a little bit too much. We wanted to make sure that you weren't flushing the toilet so much for the next 24 hours, or we're going to turn off your water service.
Are you joking or what?
No. Do you know what time it is?
No.
Can you tell me?
Why should I tell you? You tell me what time it is.
It's 5:40 in the morning. That's what the computer says. Hello? Sir? I hit the wrong one again. Now I hit the other one. The one I meant to hit the first time when I hit
did
the wrong one.
Did it come through when I played it?
Oh, yo,
yeah.
I just posted a link to the racist KFC video in the Skype.
Don't lie. You just no, make... You just,
I just posted it right there. Click
you just
it.
Paid
go
for it on Fiverr.
I don't
that's
believe
you,
this bullshit.
That's bullshit. You're sending some meat spin right there. That's what he's fucking doing.
He went to Fiverr real quick. Please make a racist KFC video. No. All right. I believe you. But, yeah. Here we go. Anthony Brown, let's call again. All right. One of you guys do it if you want, please.
I'll do it.
Good. Dirty Aaron, you do pretty good with the British, I want to say. You do good with the wake-up calls.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Man.
Well, let me know if you need a translator.
That's my fucking favorite ever right there.
Or an ex-con.
Anthony?
Foo.
Foo.
No answer there. Instead, we'll call Barry Cousins.
Barry Cousins, bring him on.
The title to that thing, like, the KFC's, like, KFC's Cricket Survival.
Wow. That is...
KFC.
Back in my day, KFC was Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Hello?
Hello, Barry.
No. Will you please stop phoning this number?
I Why? Haven't phoned this number. This is my
right
first
in the
time.
Middle of the night here.
Well, it's not in the middle of the night. It's early in the morning.
Look. That went well.
Hang up. Hang up.
Yeah, that sounds like shit. Fucking crawl
pig. Retarded hang up.
Yeah, I love the Wait. Long hang ups.
Asia's British.
Fucking seizure hanging it up.
Hello.
What are you wearing?
Nah, she didn't want to talk anymore. Barry Thorpe, here we go. Barry
Thorpe, bring it.
Wasn't that the football player? James Thorpe? Who am I thinking? Who was the Thorpe that played football back in the day? Back in the Milkman days. Jim
Isn't
Thorpe.
That Milkman's real name?
Jim Thorpe. Jim
sounds about right.
Milkman's name is Jim Thorpe. Oh, shit, we lost Milkman?
Fucking long time ago.
Well, yeah, about like 20 minutes ago.
Hello?
Barry.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is Barry in? Mr. Thorpe. Mr. Thorpe, this is Mr. Westwood calling. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello? Mr. Thorpe?
Who are you?
This is Mr. Westwood.
Hello?
I'm at number 27.
All right, not there.
That was pretty.
All right.
We need to send people to to Blue Waffle.
Oh,
we have to do that.
So nice. Send your friend to our website, bluewaffle.net.
Hello?
Yes. Hi, sir. This is Barry Thorpe. Barry Thorpe.
What do you want?
Do you have your thumb up your ass? I'm asking you a question. Is this Barry Thorpe? Why do you keep thinking, huh?
Do you realize it's 6 o'clock in the morning?
It's 6 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
You don't say. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Frederick Dyson's next in the United Kingdom.
Frederick.
Yo, you want me to take this?
Sure, Richie.
Go ahead, Richie.
Right, I got this.
All right.
Do it, Giggles.
Giggles.
Jeez.
Pick up.
Welcome to voicemail.
God damn it.
The person you have called is unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone.
It's fine. Let's go up the list again. Let's try Ian Anthony. He didn't pick up the first time. Maybe he'll pick up this time.
Okay.
Oh, hang on, Milkman. Can't forget Milkman.
Leche hombre.
Leche hombre.
Oh. Leche.
Ted, get off the keyboard. Leave the Casio. Put the
Please
Casio
enjoy the
down.
Following music if while your party
keyboard,
is being
read. Elegant
says,
"It's a big, beautiful music with that stapler."
Elegant says, "Please enjoy the music while your party is being reached," and it's no music anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Come with some damn good music.
Milkman used to have the Jimi Hendrix when you call him. That's just a fast ring.
Oh, nice.
Milkman, answer the phone. All right.
Milkman's right now looking some chick in the face saying, let's not turn this rape into a murder.
That's not a... That's not
a rape. After...
duct tape turns no into mm-mm-mm.
There you go. Yeah, I like that. That's funny. I never heard that before.
Is this Anthony?
This is Ian Anthony.
Ian Anthony.
Oh, this is yours, rather, Richie, if he picks up.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the...
All right, we'll do Anthony Brown. Oh, here we got a new one. Do we have a new one? No, we don't. Never mind. Fuck me.
Oh, Carlito, Deisa has her neighbor's number, and they're in the UK, so... I want to call that.
Okay, who does? Who does the... What?
I do. I'm trying to find it, so I'll give it to you when I do find it.
All right, let me know. Yeah.
I talk girl boy.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thanks, kid.
Sorry.
The fuck, DFUQ?
That's Dirty Aaron's wife telling him to go wash the dishes, apparently.
That's the dishes alarm.
Please enjoy the following message. This watchless party is being reached.
Hey, you're back.
Ah, what's happening, bro?
You dropped off. I didn't even notice. I was like, where's Milkman? And the guy said you've been off for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, nobody missed you.
Nobody missed you.
I was saying you're missed.
All right, Richie.
Oh, well, man.
We're calling. I know. We abuse you.
Shut up.
Hey, listen. Whoever that was, man, don't make me come over there and deal with you.
That falls in line, right, was what I said. Let's not turn this rape into a murder.
Yeah, don't make me turn this rape into a murder. All right, Harold.
You don't know, man. I'll swing the chain. Better be careful.
The chain? All right, we got all right, Harold Gould, Richie. Let's see if these guys pick up.
Okay.
Unlocking numbers in that number, Deezer.
What is that?
Hey there, Mr. Gould. I'm calling from the UK Water Service Association. How are you doing today? Sir? Sir?
Damn. No giggles.
I was laughing at something else. Alright, I got this.
Soundboard Ted over there.
Yeah, Ted's is going nuts.
Sir, Mr. Harold?
I love you.
So Harold, this is Mulish from the UK Water Service Administration. Sir. Harold, this is Mulish. Mulish from
the
school.
Did you answer the man, you bitch?
Goddamn son of a gun. You know what? I'm just gonna turn off your water right now.
Do you know what time it is?
Time to turn off this motherfucker's water. Turn it off.
Fuck my ass. What else?
Okay, your water's now off, sir. What do you have to say about that?
Try to flush the toilet. I dare you.
Go ahead, do it. Toilet will flush, but no more water's going to come out.
One more toilet. You get one more flush. That's it.
Courtesy flush.
All right, I hung up. It's not doing nothing. James back in England. James is back. Woo! Let's do it. Try not to laugh, Richie. You can do it. You can do it.
I got it.
I have faith.
Got to mellow out.
F-A-Y-F.
James, you're back. James, hello. This is Milos from the Water Service Administration of the United Kingdom. How are you doing today, sir? I need to tell you a couple things. Sir? First of all, I've been using too much water, and we are in an emergency crisis right now, so you've used all your water vouchers for today, and we're going to have to suspend your water usage. Okay, starting today, you get one courtesy flush. After that, sir, your water gets turned off. Okay. All right. Okay.
Dude, listen.
Okay.
He's not talking. No one wants to talk to us anymore.
I've been doing cock push-ups.
What?
What the fuck?
That's where you fucking lay down flat on the ground, and then you let your boner lift you up off the ground.
Wait, is
this fucking simple?
While your mom's underneath you.
You got dissed.
What do you got to say to that, soundboard? Nothing.
Mother
fuck tool. You!
Oh, well, I got you there.
You fucking shit! Fucking cocky ass!
All right, Tristan sent in a number here a while ago, was it? Stuart Media, the SEO. Is this what the one you were talking about?
Nunu took away my ops in the chat.
They're room. Assholes. Right. Nunu's a cunt.
Nunu, why'd you take away my ops? You son of a gun.
I didn't know you had ops. Good for you.
No.
He opted himself.
See, I don't have control of the chat room anymore. It's all Nunu. So
I dare Milkman to come and swing the chain in the chat room. I fucking dare him.
Nunu's gone power mad.
Swing his balls in the chat room.
Welcome to Radio. This is Joe speaking.
Yes, hello. Do you do SEO work?
Yes, we do.
Yes, I needed SEO for my website, bluewaffle.net.
Bluewaffle.net?
Yes, I need an SEO.
Sure. What I might do is I'll push you through to Adam, who's our BDM here. He should be able to help you.
He's your what?
He's our BDM, Business Development Manager.
He's obedient.
That BDM.
BM?
Business Development Manager.
Bowel movement. Okay, put him through.
Sorry, is this a prank call?
No, you said it's a BDM.
Okay.
Who am I speaking to?
No, I need to speak to...
Do you have any money?
Alright, I'm going to hang up.
Bye.
Don't you have something to say?
Alright, no more soundboards.
Yeah, get out of hand. You're becoming like new to...
You're like new in the chat room. Yeah, I know, right?
You're doing the Jack Black soundboard.
That's Sorry, buddy. Aaron. I think it's Aaron. We got another number.
That's my favorite soundboard.
Big Cliff sent in, this guy has a space to park your boat. Oh, we already tried it once, I think, and it didn't work. I'll try it again. I think I had the country code wrong before.
I'm going to have to go in about 5 minutes. So.
Motorboat this son of a bitch.
Motorboat? What the fuck?
Ha-ha.
No, it's not gonna
Richie,
work.
If you giggle at me one more time, you son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. What was that? What was that, Richie? God, come on, man. Grow up here.
Okay, I'm going.
Goddamn virgin.
Invalid phone number. Shit, man. Shit.
Wait, you didn't add an area code, or did you?
I don't know. Well, that was a UK. It was a Australia number.
Oh, Australia.
I don't know how to dial it. Cliff, I'm sorry, man. I'm retarded. UK Fred, Mayflower Chinese restaurant. Usually don't open till 4. Usually open till 4 a.m. UK. They're closing already.
Okay. From now on, I'm going as UK Richie.
Everyone's using the UK thing lately. I'm noticing that. That's cool. Whatever you guys want, man.
I've got a number for Australian massage.
That's right, you did. Where did you send that in? Skype? Where'd you put that in?
Yeah, it's in Skype again. Let's put it in Skype.
Put in Skype. And let me get to the chat for Skype. Australian massage, as you say. All right, cool. I'm going to try that again with the one hand. I'll ask the price for the regular one, you know. Watch. You'll see.
Number 16, can I help you?
Yes, hi, is this massage?
Yes, please, just a moment, that's the lady. Rona, yeah, hello, sir. Awesome. Just a sec, sweetheart.
Okay, honey.
Kind of sweetheart, huh?
Like a Hooters girl.
They definitely give up you.
Sorry, darling. It's massage and hand relief services. Half hour.
What? Are you talking to me now?
Yes. It's massage and hand relief.
A hand release?
Just come down and meet the ladies and take it from there.
Uh-huh. Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
What are you saying again? I'm sorry. I don't understand your accent.
Hey, could you just hold on a sec?
Oh, shit.
Did she offer some penis release?
Did she say hand release? I thought she did say hand release.
Was that her phone that was beeping?
Mm-hmm.
That's such a hand relief.
She's got another mouth to dick transaction on the line. Please hold.
Recluse hand release.
Sorry, baby, now.
Yeah, what kind of release? You said a release?
Pardon. Big pardon?
Did you say release? What did you say?
Hand relief.
Yeah, hand relief.
So, hand relief, massage and hand relief.
Yeah, oh, okay, all right.
Not oral, hands by hands.
Not oral?
No, that's it's massage services. Oral, some ladies do extra services, which is oral or full service. But it's massage and hand relief, so it's, you know, by hand.
Oh, so they touch the privates.
It's a brothel, darling. What would you like them to do?
Oh, it's a broad. Oh, that's nice. So, how much for 60 minutes?
Yeah, right. What did you think it was?
No, this, you know, because I'm from America, and you know, you,
I can hear that accent. Yeah. So, what did you think it was, though?
Well, like
central
here,
central pampering.
Well, while I'm from in America, it's, you know, you're usually not that upfront about it. You say, oh, it's just massage, but then you know,
no, because the difference is actually illegal parlors will say just massage if it's illegal.
Oh, okay.
But a legal place will say the full thing.
So you do illegal stuff here then. Okay, I got you.
We're legal, and we have massage and have a leaf and full service, oral, sex, the works.
You do? Okay.
Some ladies do the works, but it's all safe sex, condoms, etc., etc. So if you want to come down and meet the ladies, you can come down and meet the ladies and take them there.
Are they sexy ladies?
Of course they are.
Oh, and do you do these things or no?
No, I'm just a receptionist.
Oh, you never thought about... Okay, so how many for one hand and two hands? Do they charge extra for two hands? Because I need two hands. You can't do it with just one.
No, they wouldn't charge extra for two hands. Just come down and meet the ladies. We're at 16 Greens Road, Dandenong South.
Well,
okay?
I might pick you up on that offer. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I don't know what to do. I mean...
Yo, I want to
damn.
I'm going there.
To ask if they provide services for people under the age of 18.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. All right, yeah, we'll call back.
Richie. Bring your son, Richie.
Yeah, say, can my son come up?
All right, hang on. It's
Richie digs the anal beads.
I got to say.
He does.
Oh, boy.
Right, let's go.
Let me call him back, but I got to get back. I was, like, confused. Like, wait a minute. She is saying hand rollies this whole time. Wow, that's a place.
Well, that was fun, guys. I've got to get back to work, but it's been an honor, as always.
Okay.
Well, peace out.
Ted, you're not going anywhere, you fucking liar.
Yeah, you always say that. You always stay around.
Of course I'm not going anywhere. I've just got to do all the work I haven't done tonight.
You got to go staple papers? Okay.
In an hour. Yeah, I'm going to staple stuff.
Okay, cool. Have fun with your stapler.
See you, guys.
Bye.
See you later, too,
all right,
have fun, UK.
Hey, Tristan, where is this in Australia? When I go to Australia...
It's about 20 minutes from Melbourne.
Melbourne? I wouldn't go there.
So, Carly, you want to start this and introduce me or what?
Yeah, I got this.
All right.
We'll bring you in.
Number 16, can I help you?
Yes, hi. I had called you before. Now, do you guys do anything special for... It's my son's birthday. I was trying to get it for him.
Sorry, what did you tell?
It's my son's 16th birthday. My son, Richie. He's going to put him on the phone.
16?
Mm-hmm.
So you said 16.
Richie, are you there?
Yeah, hey, Dad, I'm here.
Yeah, that's my son, he's on the line. And he's just, you know, he's at that age. So he's never had experience of a woman before, just a man.
Yeah, darling, how old is he?
It's his birthday.
How old is he?
Old enough, you know.
He knows how it works.
I'm asking, what's his age?
Well, what's the age?
You know, older than one, under 35.
What you should have said was from oh shit, what was that movie? He was old enough to party.
Wow.
What was that, Superbad? That's what it was. When he was in the fucking convenience store talking to the cops. How old are you? Old enough.
Old enough to party.
Old enough to party. Alright, more UK numbers here. We got James Graham. There we go. Anybody want it? Call it. Going once, going twice.
I'll talk to the bastard.
All right, Ken, your turn.
Hello. Hey, how's it going?
I'm sorry?
How you doing?
Who are you?
You know who this is. Come on.
Is James there?
I'm sorry?
James Graham?
Who are speaking to?
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, this is Ken. How you doing? Trying to get hold of James.
Why are you trying to get a hold of James?
You know, we were supposed to meet up. He was supposed to bring me some green.
I'm sorry?
He's supposed to bring me a special package, some green shit.
Who am I speaking to?
It's Ken. Come on. You know who this is. Do you know what time it is?
Yes, about 4 or 5 in the morning.
Well, James was supposed to be here a half hour ago, and I don't appreciate him being late.
Well, for your information, James died 6 years ago, so I don't really know what you're talking about.
What year would that have been?
With psychics.
No.
James.
No.
Why does your woman tell me that you're dead? Where's my green?
Yeah, who are you?
You playing games? You know who I am. Come on. Come on. Come on. You know what time it is? Come on. It's not time to be playing around. What time is it?
It's early.
Come on, name off the time. What time is it?
It's 6 a.m.
It's 6 a.m.?
Hmm.
Are you sure?
Mm.
You still going to bring me my stuff? Quit moaning in the... Don't quit moaning in the phone like that. You're turning me on. Come on. Come on, what's going on?
Hey, he's gone. Well, I think that's it. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to work early tomorrow so I can leave early. So,
Carly, you gotta get on Battlefield.
Yeah, I think maybe this weekend I will. I won't play Skyrim, I'll play Battlefield this weekend. Sounds good.
Alright, you know what time? Because last time you never came on.
Saturday night. Let's do Saturday night, I don't know. What's a good time, Saturday night there, 10 p.m.? Ah, shit, I got something to do Saturday night. I don't know. We'll have to coordinate it for Sunday night or Saturday night or something. We'll figure it out. Wait. All right. Well, Richie, you're out of here on your ass. See you later, man.
See ya.
All right. Big Ken. See you later.
Hey,
bye.
Come on.
Get out of here. Go get your
Come beer. On.
Bye, Ken. Tristan, you're out of here.
Okay, bye, Big Cat Leader.
See you later, man. Dirty Aaron, it's been nice having you. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Thanks All for
right. the... Oh, lost him. Sorry, Dirty Aaron. Cut him off. He said thank you for that. That thing. Dick Wank, the Richie's friend, thanks for being on. Nice having you. Bye. All right, she's out of here. Milkman, it's time. It's time to get out of here.
Oh, my goodness, my friend. It's been a wonderful evening out there, friends and family members of the extended family, the Madhouse. I told you it was going to be a good show. That's quite a bit of excitement out there. That's quite a few thrilling calls out there, of course. I'd like to thank all of our friends there who sent in their numbers, especially the Lonesome Loser, our number's Hitman.
Yeah.
And all our Request to Frank friends. We'd like to also thank the people who stopped by and joined us on air. And especially like to thank our friends in the chat and SC3 Clay, all my good buddies out there. So good to see you. I'm sorry I can't be there to sling the chain, but I'll be back. Just watch. I'm going to pop in there and the chain going to whip out, boy. I'd like to thank you, that's right, our listeners, especially you. We do this every week for you. The most interactive, fun, crazy show that you could ever find on the internet, tickling your earballs weekly right here, same bat cave, same bat time. Why? Because we love you. We drop the dime. All we ask is that you give us the time and bring a friend, or better yet, bring an enemy. They're always welcome right here in the Madhouse. But what we do without our fearless leader, that's right, the militia leader, the general deacon of the Madhouse, Hermanito, my brother. Thank you so much, and thank God that we saved some more lives tonight. You are a miracle man.
Thank God. Thank you, and thank you, Milkman. Just to reiterate, thanks to all the requested pranks that came in, even the ones we didn't get to, appreciate it. We got a lot of them. Lonesome Loser, thanks for your services, as usual. Nunu, thanks for your ideas and whatnot. Baz, it's good having you on the line. Thanks for your numbers also. Everybody, thank you. That reminds me, Baz sent in some prank calls from the past, including one to Guam from like 2007, I want to say, that was mentioned in the forum. So I'm going to play that after the outro here.
I remember those. I'll have to definitely. Yeah, you have to look me up. Don't forget to send me that link also to the Crest of Light. Oh, yeah, make sure I'd like to fill out an invite to our friend over there. It's the Beastie Boys, the Prank Call Man. That was really in the forums, man. We love you. No hard feelings, really. It's, no hands-on interview. We'd be glad to have you stop by. You got a whole new audience out here, and they would love to experience you, and you've got quite a few fans that already adore you.
So yeah. Please stop by. Hermano, please pick up now.
Will do. That's Johnny Brennan of the Trekkie Boys. He's the Beastie Boys. All right, we're out of here. We will catch you all next week. I'll play that prank on the way out of here. See you guys later. Have a good night. Have a good week. See you, Milkman.
Peace, brother.